Hi, everyone. I'm Brené Brown, and I'd love to tell you about my podcast, Dare to Lead. Innovation, creativity, building a better, more just world, all of these things require absolutely courageous leadership, especially given the complexity and chaos of the world right now. The Dare to Lead podcast is a collection of conversations with change catalysts, culture shifters, some troublemakers, folks who are really daring to create and change the world. I hope you join us.
It's happening. I can't believe it. It was a terrible
idea. I have my whole own history.
I don't know why that happened. But what is happening is, in fact, get away from that button for the entire show. I'm not going to ask anybody that question.
All right.
Wait, there's one newbie. When the one guest that hasn't been on before is sitting here, then get ready for the high history.
Just one.
Noise. This is Taylor Rizzo joining us at the very top of this cavalcade of guests. We're going to have, I'd say, 10 to 11, maybe 12. I might send out some texts to my friends during the breaks or during parts where my guests are talking a lot. And then we're going to just bring people through. And our friend of the show, Taylor Rizzo, is going to be here for its entirety, all 6 hours of the Bongathon.
Yep.
And you'll be standing by in case anyone wants to dab.
Yeah, that's why.
You brought your whole dab rig situation.
It's here.
And we're like a minute away, 2 minutes away from 420, and it'll be 420 right here in California.
Yeah.
West Coast.
420 somewhere.
West Coast style. Vancouver, Washington, Oregon,
this
California. Yeah. That's 19 minutes after the hour.
Let's start with the
How
dab,
long does right? it take to get a dab ready with the torch and everything?
Maybe 30 seconds to heat it up or so, maybe 20 or so to let it cool down.
Let's see if you can do it just in time for 20 minutes after the hour, because I think it's only right, since I'm going to be smoking a lot, I might as well overdo it immediately.
I think so.
See where that takes us? Super bad idea, I think.
No.
So what is, do you know the name of the strain you're going to be dabbing
yeah,
with?
Yeah, we'll do some J1 is the strain that we're going to do first. It's
okay.
Shatter. J1 Shatter.
All right.
It's good. It's my favorite stuff that I got.
Okay.
Giving you the top quality first off.
And is that, do they even just concern themselves with sativa or indica when it comes to dabs?
Yeah, I actually only do sativa dabs, and then I stick to mostly indica flowers.
Because that's where you're at.
Yeah, I feel like.
Sativa dabs are the low end of the dab craziness.
Exactly. You
and
get,
then
you get just
indica's
as fucked
the
up.
High end of the flowers.
Yeah, that's what I like.
So they're even for you.
You get just as fucked up without all the sleepiness of the indica dabs. So.
Yeah, that's part of what I'm really counting on is the sleepiness of a dab, because then it'll be more impressive that I get through this whole thing.
Well,
at what parts can you not touch, right there?
Don't touch this part right here.
Okay.
Because that's where this is going.
All right. Ooh. Oh. I was like, this is going real smooth until you did that. And I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, like putting the carb cap on there makes like a heat chamber in
it's
there.
It's like suddenly fucking hitting the brakes and going at the same time.
Yeah, how do you feel about your decision to start things off with a dab?
I feel pretty good about it.
Silence.
The smoke from it is still just sitting here, just hanging out in front of my face. You gonna do one?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. It's only fair. It's your shit. You should be able to do one.
That's how I feel about it.
But this stuff, man. I'd like to see footage of Jennifer Beals doing this with the Maniac song playing from Flashdance. Do you remember that? She was a flash dancer, but she was also a welder.
No.
Yeah, there's scenes of her welding, and she's like, oh, I got to go to the dance audition.
Weird.
And I think of that every time somebody does a dab. Flashdance welder.
It's funny. Do you really notice a significant difference between smoking buds and smoking a dab or wax?
Well, like, I'll talk everybody through what just happened to me. It just, you know, it's pretty akin to a huge bong rip, but you don't have to take as big a rip to feel it as strong, yeah. You know? And it's harsher on my throat and makes me glad I'm sitting down. You know, I try to always remember to be seated when I do a dab because sometimes it gives me a little... It goes away pretty quickly, but you can have a sudden dizziness that could be troublesome if you're...
Yeah, it's nice to be able
standing
to just
over a cliff or something.
To lay down if you need to, right afterwards. That's always a good...
Yeah, I don't know about lay down. I just like being seated, you know? Like, I just like being, like... Because if it had made me a little bit dizzy, I just would have been sitting here like this. But I think it went pretty well. And I think the most dabs I've done, like, within what we're going to have here, a six-hour period, would be maybe three or four. So... I'm going to challenge myself tonight to every time a guest does a dab, their first dab. If a guest wants to do more than one dab, then fuck that. But every time a guest does a dab, I'll do a dab for the entire 6 hours. That's my pledge.
That sounds good.
Yeah, and we'll see how that goes.
You can handle it.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's no dabbing in the high court, which is the main reason why we put this together, is to spend 6 hours reminding you to watch Comedy Central this Monday night. That'll be February 27 at midnight Eastern and Pacific, 11 o'clock in the Mountain and Central time zones. After at midnight.
Awesome.
Which in some of this country, Taylor, at midnight is on at 10:30. ends at 11. And then I come on.
It's nonsense.
Yeah.
How does someone like me who doesn't have cable, how can they access the show?
Here's a way to do it. Steal Canadian cable. Is that easy to do? It's going to be on the Comedy Channel in Canada, also right after at midnight.
Okay.
So I'm very excited about that two gigantic countries are going to be getting... 4 or 5 episodes a week. Thursday night they play 2 back to back because they're only 15 minutes long. Each episode is one case, one argument that I solve. No, settle.
Yeah.
I deliberate and give a decision. And everybody I've told the premise to, they can't wait to see it. They think it sounds crazy, and then it is.
Yeah, I'm into it.
It is crazy because these people really argue their cases in front of me.
Yeah.
Well, I'm high as shit.
That's got to be fun, right? Do you ever feel bad for
it? Yes, I do. You don't lose empathy when you're high.
Well, yeah, it makes
it more
extreme.
And the fact that people are arguing this much over, you know, what to me is like, you know, I'm lucky that if something happened to me that cost me a couple $100s, it wouldn't be a massive setback, you know. But unfortunately, these people... They need their money, and they overvalue everything. Like, somebody got a TV broken, and the TV was, like, $1,600 or something. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, well, just next time buy a cheaper TV. If you're going to be having parties where people are throwing shit around breaking TVs.
Oh, my God.
I mean, how do you even break a flat screen?
I don't know. It's got to be on purpose.
All right, this just in. Pete Holmes is suddenly out of town. I don't know how he pulled it off. He must have gotten on a plane today. But he is out. But that's okay, because he would just come out here and scream and yell and make people tense. But we got a couple of terrific guests ready to waltz right in here. So do you want to leave all your dabbing materials?
Yeah, and
Taylor,
I can just
Rizzo,
come out and help whoever needs one.
You know what your name makes me think of, Taylor Rizzo?
What?
It feels like the name of two different Muppets. Like, I'm backstage at the Muppet Show, and I'm like, Taylor, Rizzo, and two Muppets run over.
Yeah, that makes sense.
All right.
Rizzo the Rat was a real Muppet.
Exactly. He really was a Muppet. So Taylor could have been Scooter's given name.
I have an ornament of Rizzo the Rat dressed up like Yoda.
What?
From Disney. Yeah, it's awesome. My friend Sean got it for me.
That's a good ornament.
So cool.
I like that ornament. I'm back in for Christmas now.
Yeah, is it almost Christmas yet?
I was ignoring it. I do go to Disneyland every Christmas because it's very Christmassy and
in
a pretty good way.
It's the busiest day of the year.
Oh, on Christmas Day?
On Christmas Day.
I've never heard that.
That's what they told me.
You don't think a day in the middle of summer? Plus, also, here's the interesting thing. How can they have a busiest day when they have a maximum capacity and often say we're full? What, then the busiest day is that record can't be beat. Because they'd have to close if they have more people than that.
Off the record, when I went through traditions...
Oh, let's get this off the record, everybody.
When I worked there and went through traditions, they said that the only day that they usually hit, that they like regularly hit capacity
is
on Christmas
day.
It's a guaranteed that they will hit capacity that day.
Right, and they just tell people to go over to California Adventure.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I could talk hours and hours just about that. So try to remember that. That's a subject for you and I to talk about when you join us again. Because if there's ever an empty seat up here, Taylor's going to jump in. And thanks for your commitment to this project.
Do you want this?
I do. No, I don't. What am I, crazy? Just dabbed. No, but I gotta smoke pretty much continuously. That's the deal.
Cool.
So thanks, dude.
Yeah, man.
And let's...
Do I have anything back here?
Yeah, don't forget to swap out your Mikey phone.
Cool.
And if you have anything real important to tell us, the audience area has a mic over it for when somebody over there has something really important to tell us. Who knows when that's going to happen. I got to stand up for these two. Please welcome the Honorable Kimberly Congdon and Slink Johnson. Come on in, you two.
Hi. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you very
awesome.
Much.
Awesome.
Just did my first dab of the day.
I saw that.
Cool, sir.
Top of the
early.
Dab to you.
Top of the dab.
You're starting early.
Yeah, dude.
Yes. Smoke yours.
I love it.
We have chips.
That's Slink's. Yeah. That's one of Slink's many catchphrases that you might hear today, Kimberly. How
Say
are you
it
doing?
Again. What was it?
Smoke yours.
Smoke yours.
Yeah.
Okay,
it's like
I will.
You know.
Preferably with me.
The best weed is somebody else's weed.
Yes, most definitely.
Is that the rule?
Yeah, you know, and I've been getting a lot of flack lately, you know, not to go there. You know, just recently over Super Bowl weekends, I visited Snoop, and I went to sleep. And people,
you had a little nap?
You fell asleep?
I had a little
nap.
On Snoop time?
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. And people were like, oh, Snoop fucking got you high. Snoop blew you out your water. Look here. I don't think you understand this. The name of the game is to smoke yours. So if I go there and smoke yours and get high and go to sleep, who's the real winner?
I think you're winning completely.
You used
smoked
it
his.
As much as you could.
You know,
you utilized it.
Yes, definitely.
You
when you're smoking your own, you know, you want to see a movie. You want to do something on it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Somebody else's. Oh, it helped me to go to sleep? Great. I don't care that I'm missing out on this high by sleeping. It wasn't my weed anyway.
It wasn't
true.
Mine anyway.
I like that's a pretty good philosophy, I think.
I don't like to smoke weed and then fall asleep. I feel like it's a waste.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's so easy to fall asleep.
Because you spent money on that weed.
Yeah, and it's so easy
this weed
for
tonight,
me.
If you leave here and go to bed at
for
6 p.m.
For me, it takes me 2 minutes.
You see, I'm out of the way of the world on my shoulders.
I fall asleep the second I think about sleeping.
I'm really good at going
to
sleep.
We gotta stop talking about it because I'll fall asleep.
Hey, that might be a fun game later in the show. See if I can fall asleep.
I love you.
Thank you. Can you split it? Do you
have for sure.
I'm pretty good. I think I could fall asleep just sitting up in this chair.
Can I roll a blunt? Will you
please?
Blunt?
I would love it.
Yes,
you
please. By all means. You want me to roll it?
I'll roll it.
You,
you want to roll one?
What are you going to put in?
You can roll one and I can roll one.
We got the Sativa's Green Crack. And the indica is called Cherry Cola.
Oh, I want the Green Crack.
I like that indica. That's
so
that big boy weed.
A sweeter name than Cherry Cola.
All right, I'll roll an indica.
I'll roll a sativa.
Okay.
What is it?
Cherry Cola.
That sounds sweet.
The sativa's
Green
Crack.
Right here for you guys.
Cherry Cola sounds like middle school.
That's like before and after pictures where they have the person smile and the lighting's better in the after picture. You're like, they just do lots of little subtle things so they look even grosser in the before picture and even more spectacular in the after.
They try to up the after picture.
Yeah, exactly. That's what the weed names are like.
Here.
Yeah, run that, Kim.
Can you split this one?
I sure can. I'm gonna give you a little game though. I don't like having the blunts because I break them down and split them pretty quick. I don't like having them out until I'm absolutely ready to.
Why?
I like to prepare my.
I guess it's just like cleaner.
They dry and they, you know, just that quick. Sometimes they can get a little stale and you know they begin to be a little less pliable. So I like to leave them in the pack. Until I'm actually ready to, you know, twist it up. So you prepare your herb first.
I think we're going to get a lot of great tips like this tonight, you guys. I think we're going to get a lot of what we call pro tips.
Don't let your blunts dry out.
Don't let them dry out, man.
Leave them in the bag.
Blunts get a bad name.
I usually have a blunt splitter, and I brought it, and I forgot to bring it in here. But I was going to tell you, like, it was 99 cents, and I bought it 5 years ago. And I love having something that you, like, spend money on, no matter how much money, and it lasts for a long time.
Yes,
it's really
yes.
useful. I've used it, like, thousands of times, probably.
Definitely love
and
it.
And I've had it for so long, and it was a dollar.
I love
and
it.
And it splits all my blunts every day.
I love it. I love it. I just love the fact that you smoke blunts.
I know. Well, you know, I wish I didn't sometimes.
Why not?
Because, you know.
You're channeling your inner urban dweller. I'll say that.
My inner Florida.
What if I just didn't talk for the next 5 hours?
That'd be a travesty of justice. I want to hit the blunt. I mean, I want to hit a dab because I want to dab out one time.
That would be fun to just sit here and just you got because that's the thing about people smoking weed is if I just sat there, the other two people would have a conversation probably.
We would just keep talking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I can just hang out. Like, Doug sits close to a conversation.
That's the beauty
that's
of
like
marijuana.
A spinoff of, that's like a hybrid of my show and Jerry Seinfeld's show. Doug sits near comedians talking while he's just high. Maybe contributes every once in a while, like a good tag or something. What are you guys up to tonight after this? Do you have to go, perform or do anything? Like, do you have any responsibilities?
I don't
Or is this just you can get super fucked up here, Uber home, and that's that?
Well, yes. Either way, I'm doing that.
Yeah, tonight I think I'm going to get fucked up right here, man. I did a great show last night at the Ice House Comedy Club in Pasadena that I do every other Thursday. Make sure you come on out.
Always a good time.
The Ice House
always
is a good time.
You never have a bad crowd out there, do you? That place is fantastic, and I'm sure you draw the right people.
Yes, the crowd.
People
the,
that, like, they're the there
staff.
To see you.
Yes,
I think this is good.
I like that better. Yeah. Just the fact, you know, Hollywood clubs opposed to clubs outside of Hollywood are different. Like, I really like Pasadena because, you know, a lot of my friends and fans that are coming out of L.A. to come to Pasadena, you know, you really want to see that. If you, you know, to take that drive. A lot of times these cats go to these clubs in Hollywood to take pictures.
That club is by, like, a confusing one-way street.
Yes.
Parking is difficult. I love it, though. It's a great club.
I always get really lucky with the parking there.
Me too.
Well, now that you said that.
And they got some good guys.
I know. I'll never find parking again. It's a great club.
If you guys get hungry for snacks, we normally don't have snacks, but I capitulated because it's 6 hours long, this show, and that's going to taste like something. They're chips that are flavored.
Oh, can I guess?
Yeah, that's the fun of it, right?
Oh, man. I got to eat
It's written on the bottom. All I got to do is look at the bottom of the bowl.
This tastes like a fucking chip.
I can't believe that's what's written on the post-it.
It's a chip-flavored
chip. Fucking chip-flavored.
What is it?
No, I'm not going to tell you yet.
I already saw it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
And you don't think so?
No.
Let me see.
Am I supposed to say yes?
It's just supposed to be real. That completely tastes like a cheeseburger.
It's like grilled cheese.
That's what I mean, cheese and sandwich kind of thing.
This one's barbecue or something. You know, did I ever tell you this story? My first boyfriend, he said that the first girl he ever had sex with, her pussy smelled like Doritos.
Oh,
really? And then so I would get mad when I caught him eating chips.
Oh, yeah.
What'll happen if he sees the movie Chips?
Dude, he's dead. Better not.
Doritos.
Oh, okay. This one I think is
this
really
is like
nailing
salsa.
It. This is my favorite one so far.
It's like tomato. I taste tomato.
Really?
Dude, I don't know. I'm dumb.
I like it.
I like it a lot.
I'm gonna smoke some.
Did dope. You roll it for me?
Yes, I did.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I don't know. You just kind of.
Can I light? No, I don't.
That's the end.
I want to smoke that one.
I got a bag of a couple of the different flavors recently, and I really could not stop eating one of the flavors. It was so good.
Mm. Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I think there's something for everybody. We got two other flavors over there, so.
Oh, that's dope.
We'll be hopefully
this?
Not
oh,
munching on those
wax.
Too much because it sounds probably sounds pretty irritating on the podcast.
What?
Chip chewing, a lot of chip eating.
Yeah. Those are spicy. What are those? Or are you not supposed to say?
I can tell you. I just thought you wanted to, you know,
wait, let me see
guess part. Harder.
It's Spanish. It tastes like crazy bitch. I don't know.
Chorizo. Chorizo.
Chorizo.
That's interesting.
No, it's like tomato. Like tomato soup. That would be a good chip. Tomato soup. If this is not tomato soup, someone better fucking pay me for that.
You know what? I'm tomatoes. Starting to see a parallel because it's kind of... You guys are like, hitting on maybe like some sauces, some condiments kind of things. It's Korean barbecue. Korean
yeah.
barbecue.
That was the appropriate response. That little half cough, half laugh.
I like it, though.
Korean barbecue, that tastes like salsa.
All the motherfuckers taste like barbecue lays to me.
They're just putting barbecue chips in different bags.
I don't think yeah. I'd like it if it tasted like salsa.
The barbecue lays, the fucking four cheese lays.
You know which one really tastes legit? There's like some chips that are biscuits and gravy.
I saw those motherfuckers.
Those are real.
The cheeseburger ones, you can kind of taste the ketchup and the pickle. I'll just say that.
I kind of like that.
Well, you could try one of those a little later.
What do you have there?
Oh, a big stack of cards, things to get to.
Ooh.
Oh, there's the other two flavors.
This is
and Doug, this is a real marathon. Like, you really for to sit here for 6 hours and do this shit?
Yeah.
Fucking, you're going to be baked, bro.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I already
that
am.
That sounds so fun.
Yeah, why'd you say it's a grilled cheese sandwich? It says cheeseburger, like
oh,
I said.
Oh, it does? I thought I read grilled cheese. But I convinced you.
You really
were like,
did.
Oh, yeah, no.
I was like, oh,
you were like, yeah, the burger grilled
cheese. I'm getting cheese, it all fucked up already.
You made up your own grilled cheese burger.
How am I going to talk about this shit when I actually get high?
You have to do
not
another.
Not even there yet.
Wait, was the thing that if the guest does a dab, you have to do a dab?
Huh?
What
yeah.
the thing is?
Yeah, you want to do
so
a dab?
We, I mean, like.
I want to do a dab.
I'm scared to, because I did a dab at Cannabis Cup and almost died.
Well, don't do it then.
Can we make this like
don't
a
don't do it. It's not supposed to be
but
scary.
But now everyone in comments is going to be like, oh, what a pussy. You shouldn't do a
don't
dab.
Don't read the comments.
Fuck her. Fat bitch.
Ignore the comments.
Can we make this like a telethon? Can you put a number on the bottom? Ooh. And, you know, we collect money for a charity or something?
That's what I mean. If you're gonna do a dab when you don't normally like to do one, there should be more on the line than just somebody might say something in the comments section.
But I also like a good challenge.
Ruin your whole sure. night just if somebody doesn't get to call you.
I
names.
Like a good. Can I do a small dab? Can you do them smaller?
Oh yeah,
than
Taylor
bigger?
Will totally hook you up with a small dab. Look at him over there shaking his beard.
Taylor, can't
is that possible
wait.
To do like a weaker dab?
It's absolutely possible.
I want the girl push up of dabs.
Look at his beard. Dude. He has no such thing. Look at his beard. He has. No such thing.
She wants the girl tee off area. Isn't that another one where girls get a,
I just feel like a,
get a break?
At Cannabis Cup, I think the guy tried to like mess me up.
Right, that's
because he was like, have you ever done a dab? And
a
I was
lot
like,
of
yeah.
these dab people really take pride in how much it brings you down, you know, what it does to you.
And I didn't do anything in front of him. I like did it. And then he, like, smiled at me like he knew I was fucked. And then I was like, thank you! And then I, like, darted away and died behind this tent.
No, that's smart.
It felt like when you, like, get the wind knocked out of you.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing about dabs for me, you know, people are like, oh, you're so high. And, you know, I'm not taking nothing away. But high for me with the dab, it's like a dab hits me like a fucking sack of bricks. I mean, I'm no higher. Like, I'm not hallucinating or tripping any more than,
right.
you know, I get as high as I'm going to get. But it's just... takes like 30%
there, right there.
Yeah, yeah, right there, and you're tired. You just fucking couch potato mode.
I mean, I think that's part of what weed in general is good for, is helping you go to sleep. Like I have said famously on this program, Michael Jackson might be alive if he was dabbing instead of taking whatever the fuck that shit was.
For
that
sure.
go to sleep. go to sleep.
Michael you Jackson know? Might have been a lot different if mm-hmm. he was just dabbing.
Exactly. changed in so many ways.
If everyone just dabbed and not the dance, like just actually dabbed all the time, like fucking grandmas were dabbing.
The world would be so peaceful and slow.
Slow. Stores wouldn't open till noon.
It'd be like the sloth scene in Zootopia everywhere.
That's kind of like, sometimes it shocks me. I'll go to stores and it'll say like open at 8 and then it doesn't open till like 10. People just like stroll in and open it whenever. And I'm like, are you guys fucking serious? Like all on Melrose, that's how it is.
Yeah.
People are just very high and chill. But it's also like, who cares if the store's not open?
Yeah. You know, right? You know what I do with those stores? I don't go in there.
Yeah, I don't go in.
When they're not open, I just keep walking.
Me too.
Thanks.
I'm like, well, I guess I'll go to another store.
That's Indica.
Oh, no.
What have I done? She chose Sativa.
Sativa?
I just want to do that. Hey, guys.
Sativa.
What's up, guys? Hey, what's up? This is your man, Slick Johnson, right here with Kim and Doug, and we're just getting high right now. Yo, 6 hours straight. High court coming soon.
Yeah, Slick is a bailiff on the high court and fucking kills it, really knows what's going on with people. Knows the system. It was good.
I know people because I am a people.
Yeah.
I'm a people. I didn't think you knew that, but I'm actually a people.
Yeah.
And not a god.
I can't wait for you to do this,
I think after he was on the show, I think I told many different people to sit your ass.
Yeah, you got to tell the motherfucker, sit your ass. Like, if you can't, like, you a pretty girl, Kim. And I just love that. In the brief moment that we've been chilling,
yeah,
I see that you're pretty chill. I like that.
Thank you.
But sometimes pretty girls have a couple screws loose and they get to tripping. So if you get
how you get to be so normal and pretty? how you do that?
We're all a little crazy.
There you go.
Well, sometimes you need a man to tell you to sit your ass.
You can't.
Jesus Christ.
I'm so glad you laughed at that.
I'm writing a blog after this, so I don't give a fuck.
Oh, no, she's going to blog about it.
This is a sativa.
The sativa is what she wants. Yeah.
All
right. Well, 2,603 viewers sat their ass to smoke with us and watch us. And I hope that number goes up again. We're not raising money for anything. We're just going to try to mention the high court.
But y'all can Venmo me.
Times.
High
you
court.
Can Venmo
me.
Kimberly Congdon.
You PayPal Snake Johnson.
See?
Really?
Yeah, you can hit me on PayPal, Phil.
Okay.
Making money.
BookSlinkJohnson@gmail.com. Hit me on PayPal. BookSlinkJohnson@gmail.com.
Kim Congdon on Venmo.
I'm actually going to add my Amazon wish list to my Instagram profile.
I'm going
to
make an Amazon wish list.
No, I'll be seeing the pretty girls, man, and they do it.
Someone bought me one.
I'm going to do one.
There's guys that get off on buying pretty girls things and never even touching them.
But guys will buy guy things, too.
Well, there has to be the other way around. Matter of fact, I'll accept a gift from a guy.
Guys will buy you things.
Run it, bro.
They will. Just ask them.
Well, yeah, guys are always trying to buy you a drink or smoke you out, so why not?
There's a guy that wants to send you a little
buy your boy that DJI
trinket or something.
How about the DJI Inspire 1 drone? The nice one with the legs.
What?
You know what I mean? You can always. I like that. Nice.
Who doesn't need a drone?
A nice one time I made a GoFundMe for a package of Oreos, and then someone sent me $2.
Did you know that there's an Oreo now with. You know those things that come out every Easter? Peeps? Marshmallow Peeps?
I love Peeps.
Marshmallow Peeps in the middle of two vanilla Oreo wafers.
I think it's vanilla.
Well, the chocolate wouldn't work, would it?
Dude, vanilla Oreos can eat
That
my
would
ass.
Just be like a snowball.
Vanilla Oreos, no thank you. What?
They're just trying so hard to come up with new snacks.
It's just like, come on. The original Oreo is the best.
Straight up Oreo, man.
Do we not agree?
Get it together.
Nope.
I think we do. Oreo. You don't have to pull the room or anything. I don't know why all these people are going to be here for 6 hours as well.
The peanut butter Oreos, the fudged, covered Oreos. Fucking God. Right now,
I don't eat anything.
Marie Callender's got pies on sale. I'm gonna go get me a couple of those after I leave here.
A couple of fresh cherries.
Yeah, fresh cherry.
I'll eat a cherry pie.
Yeah. So it was like a Marie Callender's on your way home.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
I like an apple pie.
I gotta go in the morning because at the end of the day, all the pies are gone. So I probably have to go.
Or they're the old pies that were made in the morning.
I love going places in L.A. on a Sunday morning, like at 7 in the morning, because it's just there's nobody anywhere. You just cruise around. It's awesome.
Yeah,
am
dope.
I smoking the indica?
I'm going to give a pie. I'm going to get a pie and watch High Court. No, I think you smoke a sativa. I'm going to watch High Court while eating pie.
Yeah, you and I have just been passing this back and forth. We're keeping his out of it.
This is... Okay. I think that's the...
Oh, no.
The old switcheroo.
Oh, no.
I think that's the
thing. Who knows? Does anyone know?
Well, don't you recognize your own rolling styles?
He rolled both of them while I was talking to you.
That's the endo right there. Because I was smoking that by myself for a long time. You guys have been, gallivanting with this one. However, I will smoke it all.
No. No, that's okay.
This shit is great, man. High Court.
Let's risk it.
Yeah. High Court's going to be dope. I can't wait. I got some pictures I wanted to post, but I'm a good guy, kind of save. Because you got to save some surprise. You save some mystery. People always is like, well, yo, Slink, when's High Court coming out? What about High Court? Yo, bro, chill.
He's like, what is it? It's like too much mystery.
Chill, bro.
He did a little bailiff gig. He doesn't need to know what it's called.
This way it comes out.
It's, I believe, they can always change things at will, but I believe your episode is going to be on Thursday night.
Oh, that's dope. I think.
One of your episodes. You did more than one.
That's dope. I can't wait to see that. I can't wait to see the whole project. I know, so
it turned out great.
Pretty nutty.
I'm excited.
I'm super happy about it.
You're a fucking great judge.
Thanks.
I always knew you were going to be a good judge. When I met you, I was like, Doug would make a great judge. That's his thing.
I think people will disagree with me plenty in my decisions.
In my career of standing in front of white men with robes, yours, that was the most pleasurable. That was the most.
I think that time you had the best vantage point, though, as well.
Yes, definitely.
You had the best outfit in the
room. Definitely, best outfit, best vantage point.
Bailiff. Every time the bailiff. Is like just your eye goes right to it.
And you had snacks.
Comedians in bailiff costumes.
You had snacks.
We did. Oh, our catering guy that we had, the all day guy that just set up snacks all the time.
Man,
he was a maestro. He came up with some great stuff.
Wow, I actually took home the whole bag of fucking Aussie brand soft chewing licorice. That I've never had those before. They're fucking great. I've been going to Trader Joe's killing them. I like those. Thanks. Nice
I
you,
think
though.
We have those here, too.
I didn't see those today. You got the soft, the red ones?
We usually do, yeah.
I heard they come in green
Todd Glass
as well.
Loves them.
I fucking love them.
Green?
Yeah, they come in green, too, bro.
What are you talking about?
Fucking green, bro.
Licorice. They're kind of like, you ever have...
licorice.
You ever have, like, Twizzlers that are flavored, different flavors, not Twizzler flavored?
They're fucking soft.
No, dude, I don't
Yeah, these are good.
I don't fuck with licorice.
You like it.
Soft.
No.
I'm starting to really question your snacking abilities.
Licorice tastes like earwax.
You're really...
or candles.
It's really disheartening because your snackage and knowledge of should be, extremely high. You smoke a lot of weed.
Yeah, but not liking licorice. I feel like a lot of people don't like licorice. Just like I'm sure a lot of people don't like Peeps. And I said that earlier. I feel like that's a thing where just a lot of people don't like them.
I'll fuck a Peep.
A lot of people don't like licorice. But, everyone likes, M&Ms and Skittles. Those are, things that everyone
you eat
likes.
Them at the same time ever?
No,
a handful
that's
of some
crazy.
Of each.
It
would be terrible, right?
M&Ms and Skittles?
Yeah, at the same time.
Horrible that's a good dare.
Horrible comedy.
Yeah, I'd do that for fun.
Dangerous,
I always go do this morning radio show, and when they Preston and Steve in Philadelphia, they'll go out to Hershey Park and do a show from there in the morning. And I always go out there because you get into the park early, you get to go on the roller coasters and stuff, and they always play this game with me where they put three different Hershey's candies because they, Hershey has their hand in a lot of different brand names, not just chocolate. And they put three in a cup, and I pour them in my mouth, and I have to guess what the three different candies are.
What?
And I'm not terrible at it.
You're good. See, I
like
do
a
that
Jolly
too.
Rancher will really stand out, when it's in there with a Reese's peanut butter cup and a $100,000 bar.
Wow, that sounds delicious.
But it's also, that's what reminded me of it, is the idea of putting Skittles and M&Ms in your mouth at the same time. It's like, yeah, they're both candy, but... They're
but
not
if
necessarily
you
going to taste good together.
But if you took the peanut out of the M&M and put a Skittle where the peanut is, And then you could eat the chocolate and then have something sweet in the middle that wouldn't, it would just be two different things.
That's what I'm talking about. Now. That's what the fuck I'm talking about.
Wait, but there already is a candy that is that.
Don't talk to me about that. Let me have my moment.
Fucking chocolate and sweet already, inside?
No, not sweet inside, now you mentioned that. That's amazing.
She said a fucking chocolate-covered Skittle. Fucking
see, because the shell's hard on the outside, so it's not like it would... It would just be two different candies in one, and then you could sell it for
the
price of
M&Ms. You could almost lick off the chocolate and then have
And you could put Skittles and M&Ms out of business.
Finally.
I could be Skittles and M&Ms daddy right now with that idea.
I heard the fuck out of that.
I like that.
All right, let's go in on it together.
What? No, I don't like it that much. Go in on it.
Let's make the candy.
Go in on it. What do you need, like a couple hundred, $200? Get started.
$300.
Okay.
Yeah, same here.
Sorry, I'm just checking my messages for updates on, you know, who's going to come by tonight, because we've got 6 hours of programming to fill, and I want to stay as lively and fun as it's been so far.
You have 6 hours of comedians.
Even though I'm
going to
just be like,
Yeah, what are you going to be like in 6 hours?
I don't know, but I'm thinking about it. This might be a good place to rest my head.
Oh.
That's perfect for your chin.
Like that. I don't want to put my face in that. So I'm probably just going to lean back a lot so I don't hurt myself.
Fuck it, it's your show, man. You deserve to, man. Show the full
benefits. Yeah, if you need a rest during your show, like...
Oh, yeah, no, that's... We've got a cot set up, and I'll see you guys in about 4 hours.
But you should sleep behind everyone.
Need a 4-hour nap.
You should take the nap
right here. Oh, just lay down? I could curl up back there.
And when you wake up, like, your face will be, like, you know, like, smashed and kind of drooly.
That's the thing, is, like, I think... It's cheating that I'm doing a show while getting high for 6 hours. Because in real life, if I tried to get high for 6 hours just in my apartment, I'd be asleep around hour 4 or 5. But this, I'm on TV and I know it. I'm on the internet. And so I know that that's happening. So that's what keeps me awake.
And it's gonna
I can't fall asleep on stage, essentially.
It's going to be so long. Because I feel like we've been doing this for 6 hours. Like, it's been at least 2 hours.
I fall asleep in clubs and shit.
You do?
Yeah.
You fall asleep in clubs.
But, like, with your head back, though, or something, right?
I just leave and go home.
Something like that.
Like, you have to do sets kind of late sometimes?
Sometimes. And sometimes I just be there late. I'm the kind of motherfucker, I need to stay moving. If I sit down too long, just get comfortable, I'm going to fucking crash. So that's why you see me all over the place, fucking with shit. Touching your equipment, you know what I mean? Looking at shit, doing shit.
You have to stay active.
I gotta stay active. I have to stay up and active.
Me too. That's why I walk around a lot too. I get bored.
Yeah,
and then you shut down.
Yeah,
and you're like, fuck it.
I call it.
If I get bored, I just die, basically.
I don't die. I call it power save mode.
Yeah.
Like your fucking computer.
Yeah.
You know how the screen goes black, your phone. I'm on power save mode. Because as soon as, hey, I'm right up like, what's up, bitch? Like, quick. Hello? What's happening, bitch?
Sometimes all I need is like a 4-minute nap.
Those are.
Whoa, that is. I couldn't even.
He gets it.
I don't get that.
Just a quick closure. I get a quick four minute nap sometime while I'm driving. I was on my way back from San Diego, and shit, I got on the freeway in San Diego. And
what were you down there for? Legoland?
I did a show down in San Diego last week.
This is a scary story.
Did some stand up down in San Diego.
What venue?
a club called Onyx. It's a lounge.
Oh, because that sounds cool.
Yeah, it was cool. Had a great time. Great crowd. Love San
Downtown,
Diego.
Downtown, like Fifth
Downtown,
Street.
Downtown, Gaslamp District.
Yeah.
Gaslamp District.
Right next to Tipsy Crow, right there.
I don't know. Somewhere. That's yeah, right joke. By Tipsy Crow.
I go to Tipsy Crow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I went there.
All right, your story checks out.
No. I got on the freeway and shit, I woke up in Anaheim. But it was cool. I was on my way out.
Wow. That's scary when that shit happens.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
I'm just fucking kidding. Come on. That shit, you know, everybody's now fucking thinking, like, oh shit, what's that? It's all right, motherfucker.
I mean, that. It's kind of a weird skill to make it that far.
4 minutes is a long time to be asleep and driving.
You know, like Clark Griswold was probably only asleep for 30 seconds before the camera panned over and we all realized something needed to be done.
I can barely drive 4 minutes awake.
But you periscope your drive sometimes, don't you?
You want this?
You still do that?
Sorry.
I was asking her, but
either one of you can talk on the topic of periscoping.
You know what? I did for like two seconds.
Yeah, but you'd be like, oh, I'm late for work, and you'd be getting in your car.
No, yeah, I used to, but then Weinshank got in an accident on Periscope.
No, she didn't.
Yeah, and it was live.
Ooh. Yeah, that's a fucking...
And Periscope was to blame or just happened to be there? Like, was she distracted by Periscope, or...?
She was distracted by Periscope. I don't think it was a bad accident. I think she just, like, bumped.
But, like, she was trying to read a comment or something? Or?
Yeah, that's what she should do.
It might have just been an accident while she was on Periscope.
That's what I'm saying, is, like, that still makes you go, oh, shit, it seems like being on Periscope.
But it's also just that moment when it happens. You don't want to be on live.
No, that's true, too.
No.
That's like getting pulled over. I've almost gotten pulled over on Periscope.
Did she delete it?
Yeah. Goes away.
Yeah.
And it's like, who cares, really? Whatever.
Yeah, and it sounds like it was a minor accident.
No, it was huge. She's gone.
Oh, that's another person I got to...
You didn't hear?
Oh, no.
I said it so casually.
Like... Yeah, I haven't... That's the thing. We've had a lot of reasons for guests to not show up, but death has not been one.
Oh, my gosh. That's good.
So far, yeah, we're doing it.
Lucky.
Killing it. I mean, not killing it. We're living it.
Living it.
We're all living. We've got two studio audience members who were, I assume, winners of the drawing. Is that true?
That's true.
Okay, cool. One was nodding. The other one's looking at me like, I think I'm in the wrong room. This isn't...
I thought they were
this
sad.
This isn't... Narcotics Anonymous, what's it called?
AA. Yeah,
NA? They got an NA, though. But still Schedule 1, you guys, the marijuana.
What?
Still Schedule 1 drug, so...
I scheduled 2, 3, 4, 5 times.
I don't really...
Right? Thank
what
you.
What are the schedules of drugs?
They're just, you
every
know,
day,
a schedule that you're supposed to follow. You wake up in the morning, I'll check my schedule.
Nate Dogg told you.
Oh, look at this. I do meth day. After I do the weed. Because meth is not number one, I think. Just weed and a few other things.
Meth is not number one?
I don't think it is.
That shit is fucking horrible, man. Meth.
Meth is crazy.
But... It used to be hard to make changes in this country, and now you can make them just by saying you want them made. So it's going to be interesting.
You get you some cheap automotive work out of a meth head mechanic. Like, really? Motherfucker fixed my whole, like...
See, that's
you
another,
can get cheap,
another
cheap
pro tip
heads.
Right there.
That motherfucker fixed my whole transmission from, like... 12:30 at night, about 4:30 in the morning, he was finished.
What about, like, maybe cleaning bathrooms? They'd probably be great at that.
Probably fucking great.
Ugh.
Writing your term paper, probably not so much.
I don't know.
Let's do some pot topics, you guys.
Pot topic!
There's a town in Colorado called Parachute. That's a topic in and of itself.
Wow.
Parachute, Colorado.
Yeah, they must have a funny sign as you're driving into town, right?
Yeah, oh yeah. It's for sure not a parachute.
Yeah.
It's always girl.
Oh no, what's happening?
It's too much shit right here.
Yeah.
My hands are big.
There's a lot of stuff over there.
What is this?
Concerned about it earlier, like should we have all that stuff?
Oh, it's
there?
Sticky. What is it?
All these little fucking contraptions and shit.
Yeah, what is that, Taylor? Oh, that's the dabber.
Oh, okay.
It's the dabber.
It's like a weapon.
Yeah, I love
it's dabber. I'm gonna keep one of these in my purse.
It's very pointy
for
on
when
the
I
end
walk
there.
At night.
That's smart.
It's so threatening.
Like yeah, stop doing that, though. I'm sitting over here.
She's fucking ill.
My eye.
Sorry.
Got a dabber in my eye. That's what you get for stepping up the drug use, young man. Young man.
What?
Anyway, Parachute has a drive-through marijuana shop. They're going to get one. It's going to be called Tumbleweed Express.
I love that.
And
the line's going to be long as fuck.
It's going to be this is smart. It's a former car wash.
Oh.
So you have a structure they can drive through.
Oh. That's smart.
And it's had to get approval from the Marijuana Enforcement Division.
Cool.
Which said the store cannot allow anyone younger than 21 on the premises, even the back seat of a car.
So
you can't have your baby in the baby seat and drive through.
Yeah, go pick up your weed by yourself.
The meds say that, huh?
Okay.
The meds.
Yeah, meds.
But okay. And, whatever.
Marijuana accounted for nearly 30% of the parachute community's 2016 sales tax revenue of just over $1 million. So go see the nice folks from Parachute if you get a chance.
Drive through.
Doesn't say how close it is to anything. Probably not very.
I'll fuck with Parachute.
Say hi to the folks in Parachute. I wonder if anyone in Parachute's watching this.
I go to Parachute one time. Is there any black people in Parachute?
No.
Is somebody, which one of you fact checkers? See what the demographics
Oregon.
Is.
Parachute, Colorado.
Parachute, Colorado.
Yeah.
It's in western Colorado.
Yeah, see what the Negroid population looks like in Parachute, Colorado.
Yeah, and make sure you quote the specific guest who said that.
Slink Johnson.
Overheard on Getting Done With Hire.
Wow.
So you both said you don't have anything you have to do tonight.
Nah.
So that's good.
I think I broke this off.
I came here. You see, I brought my backpack. I can't even get high. I got an extra pair of socks, my slippers and shit.
You brought your jammies?
Yeah, you're not fucking...
We got a lot of couches in this office facility.
I'm not leaving, Doug, not this time. We were in the office together for so long, bro, and...
Wow, you're always ready for a sleepover.
Yeah, fucking right.
What?
Wait, don't you have a sleepover show?
I do.
What's that about?
It's me and Sarah Weinshank. We we put our pajamas on and we get in a bed and we bring a comic on.
And they wear their pajamas?
And they wear their pajamas and then we ask them just questions about like their childhood and like
there's
their first sleepovers.
There's never a real sleepover though.
No. No. And then we play video games.
You guys sleeping in the office here that you film it in.
No, we have a show called The Sleepover where they let us stay here because we can't afford rent.
Yeah, and you, so you come on to my set and smoke some of the weed.
I do that. is that okay?
So you want to invite your boy over?
I've been known to sneak over and hit, because you know what? Our show's on Mondays, and I get drunk on Sundays.
Mm. You want to invite your boy over?
My only day off Monday.
Gotcha.
You want to watch it well?
So then sometimes I come over here hungover and you save me and you don't even know it. What?
I want to come to your little show.
Of course you can.
You ignore me.
I was trying to make a match, do some casting there.
That's kind of dirty right
there.
I was going to invite you on my show.
What kind of jammy wear do you have? Do you have jammies?
Onesies. Do you have onesies?
What do you wear, like sweats?
No, I have some Thor pajamas I like.
Thor.
Oh, no.
Oh, he's from Asgard, you know what I'm saying? I can't wait to just go hang out with him in Valhalla.
Okay.
It's fucking great.
If you think that's going to happen at some point, that's cool.
No, I just wanted to say that, though. I like that.
It doesn't make us hallucinate. We cannot stress that enough. Marijuana does not make you hallucinate. When people start acting like they're seeing things, like in a movie when they're pretending to be high. It's like, come on.
No.
I had some shrooms that made me see a light show.
Like this is blue, for instance.
No.
You don't see things.
Yeah, true. Yeah, I'm fine. We're good.
I'm going to hit that.
Is it blue?
We got the numbers from the last show. They're back at number one per capita. The most viewers of this program are in Washington, D.C., our nation's capital.
They're always in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, and then Oregon, Washington, Colorado, Nevada.
We're in Texas.
It's just like legal.
It's been Washington, D.C.
Yeah, D.C. wins it a lot.
Wow.
The state of pot.
D.C. is dope.
What's that?
D.C. is dope.
Oh, yeah, I like it there.
Are y'all not hearing a Negro today or something? I mean, what the fuck is going on
right
here?
You're mumbling.
Nah, that's that super fucking baritone right there, baby. I mean, you really making me feel like a young peon right now. I'm sitting right here, you know what I'm saying? We got chips, we got fucking
sometimes I just like hearing you say things twice.
I got my Macy's cologne and shit. The fuck kind of, you feel me though? fucking shit.
You're talking
right
through
now.
A lot of hair over there. Kimberly's got it on both sides of her head. So there's a lot to.
Oh, yeah. I had to move my hair over because I felt like I was hurting his feelings. I had to open my ear up to him.
Plus, I miss things because I'm thinking, should I be talking right now or should I be listening? And, you know, while you're doing that, you're doing neither. You're just a high person on the panel.
I'm just thinking.
That was unnecessary. Oh, boy.
Wow, you're going to do this for 6 hours.
6 hours left. No, there's less than that.
That's wild.
That's the total.
I feel like everyone in this room back there is going to be high.
I don't think so. It's really...
You don't think so?
Yeah, this place is... NASA made this for us. And, you know, because they have to keep the space smoke away from the astronauts. Hmm. And so it's just the opposite. It's just keeps it, pushes it out as soon as it happens. It's gone. Like, Taylor, if you took a deep breath right now, do you feel like you'd get any smoke in your mouth?
No way.
No way.
Yeah. What about you? Are you getting smoke? I feel like smoke's right in front of his face. You don't see it?
He likes that kind of thing. So it works out.
They're like, it's going to snort it. Like,
yeah.
Follow the... All right.
Sometimes dogs hang out in here. It's great.
Dogs?
No, we would never do that.
Who has?
I didn't say that, PETA.
Oh,
PETA get mad if the dog get high?
You don't get your dogs high, according to PETA.
Man, fuck PETA. Fuck away from me, man. Fuck.
Some dogs and cats seem to crave it or like it. And maybe you could say, well, that's because you blew in their face in the first place and then they got addicted to it. But I don't know.
My roommate
Seems like a lot worse things could happen, but I wouldn't condone it.
My roommate had a chihuahua that was like 13 years old last year, and whenever she would smoke, the chihuahua would come and sit on her bed in front of her. And she would never do it.
Want to be near it. You don't like the smell.
She was also in a lot of pain and very old, so I always wondered if it helped at all.
Probably.
Right?
Well,
probably.
I don't think so.
I don't know. That's or maybe she just liked the smell. Me.
It's medicine. For everybody that uses it, it's medicine in some sense. Like, in my case, I feel like it does help me to sleep, but also just makes me less anxious.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, it really chills me out.
I don't have to get a prescription for some pill or something.
Fuck a pill. This is the best shit ever because it chills me the fuck out. I've been a little antsy lately, and it really helps me out a little bit, put me to sleep. I'd be nice to my kids and shit, talking to them and shit. Hey, how was your day at school?
That's so sweet of you.
Yeah. Joey Diaz is always high with his kid, I guess. So.
His kid smokes weed?
I think.
How old's his kid?
I don't have any kids, but if I did, I do feel like I'd be a better dad when I'm high, just because I'd be just more open to just, keeping things pleasant and answering all their questions and, not getting annoyed with them.
In a perfect world, that'll work. But, a lot of times, when you're high and they're around, they're fucking you high up.
Right.
So, it's a perfect balance.
Yeah.
Yeah, you forget that because you're like in it. Or you don't know it, I guess.
You guys, we did it. We got through the first hour of the show.
Yes.
And you're free to go find a couch or put on your jammies.
Wow.
And hang out. But let's get your plugs in one more time. What do you guys want to plug?
Follow me on Twitter at Kimberly Congdon. And, that's it.
Cool.
Yeah,
what do you got going, Slink?
This your man, Slink Johnson. Shit, you can be looking for me on High Court.
High Court, yay!
That's
High
right. Court. You got to keep mentioning it.
High Court.
High Court.
Come to Comedy Central on the 27th at midnight. It's going to be amazing. Thank you, Doug, for letting me on that.
Thanks for doing it.
You can check me out on The Black Man's Guide to History. Coming to the History Channel, I believe, next month. Kevin Hart produced that program. It's going to be a great program. Be looking out for season 3 of Black Jesus. Shit, I got a lot of shit. Ice House Comedy Club Thursday nights. Every other Thursday night, Ice House Comedy Club. Aromatherapy on Dash Radio.
Aromatherapy?
Yeah, man. Shit, all deaf digital. Just follow me on all your social network platforms at Slink Johnson, S-L-I-N-K Johnson, and get high with me. Smoke yours.
Smoke yours.
We'll be back with more guests and more of the Bongathon after these messages. Silent now. Hey, welcome to hour two of the Bongathon here at Getting Dug with High in the Spacement in Culver City, California. The music you just heard coming back from the break was by High. It's called High and Back, and it's by Hit Sleep. And Hit Sleep can be found on iTunes, Spotify, and they'll be opening for Bubba Sparks on April 21st at Joe's on Weed Street in Chicago. Don't go to the wrong Joe's. Go to the one on Weed Street in Chicago. I am joined by two new guests on the program, and one who's never been on the program before. It's Sarah Weinshank and John Levenstein. Guess who's who? Hi, you guys.
Hello.
Hi.
Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Sarah, do you enjoy the program Portlandia?
I do.
He's very funny. He's very funny in an episode of that program. That takes place at, is it like a music festival?
That was a real music festival.
And there's an issue with the band, the Wayne Coyne's band.
Yes, and so I ended up singing, but I was kind of manipulated because the director did not tell me I would be singing at a real music festival.
Yeah, that's got to be a scary experience.
What? Until I got there, yeah.
That's
well,
not
Kreisel comes from the Tim and Eric school where people are just playthings, you know?
Okay.
Put them up there, make them uncomfortable, see what happens.
What did you sing?
I sang Do You Realize? Because the thing that was happening was I botched a deal with the Flaming Lips. They wouldn't go on to sing, so I had to. It wasn't good. I was
agent or lawyer?
I was their lawyer, and when I was done singing, even though the audience was prepared, okay, this isn't a real song, it's for the comedy show, we're asking your indulgence. I finished the song, did a pretty good job, I thought, and I was booed lustily. They just went nuts on me for like a minute. They forgot it was for a comedy show. They felt ripped off.
The word lustily is strong.
It's what happened.
But also, like that just seems like the kind of shenanigans a band like that would do is just send somebody out there, like just go out there and sing. It was like a cappella, right?
Well,
was there music playing?
There was music. I was with the people who weren't in the Flaming Lips. I can't tell you the whole sketch, Doug. That would be bad television.
I think so. But this is fortunately just the internet, and people know that I have about five more hours to go.
That's true. That's true.
So I was going to delve into all of your TV work.
Well, I played a judge a lot.
That's what's funny is that when I put my picture up for the High Court showing the world that I'm going to be a judge... John, I heard back from him. He's like, you didn't get there first, or what did you say?
I don't know. But
I was fake judging before you were.
I didn't think before I tweeted. I was
right?
So blind with anger.
Yeah, you went nuts on me, and I'm glad we worked it out. But so you've been a judge more than once?
Well, I started as a judge for Kroll Show. That was when I cast myself.
Okay.
Because at that point, the director brought a picture to me of a guy he wanted to cast as a judge who looked a lot like me, and I thought at that point, well, if I'm ever going to do it, I should do it now.
Yeah, that's
like,
cool.
As you know, it's the easiest kind of acting.
Sure.
And so I did it for Kroll Show. Then I started doing it for Portlandia a few times. And then recently I was a judge on Baskets. And ooh. I would say that was my...
I love Baskets.
Me too.
It was my most mature performance as a judge so far.
Really?
I brought it way down for Baskets.
Really?
Okay. I really did.
I'm excited. Well, yeah, Baskets is like nobody, other than the, kind of like the slapstick moments, everybody plays everything down.
Oh, it was so clear. If I did anything, I was going to humiliate myself.
Yeah, it's so good.
If
I
you
love
put any sauce on
oh
it
Oh, my
all,
God.
Yeah. They do cast people like, you know, they just cast Louis Anderson and Martha as like, let's just get. You know, like the character should be like Martha Kelly.
Yeah.
Let's get Martha Kelly.
She's amazing.
She's so good.
And so is Louis.
Yeah, they're both great.
Oh, it's so good.
I love it. I'm just getting into the little behind on the new season.
Me too.
It's great.
But the first one was fantastic.
So good. Should we smoke?
Very exciting. Yeah, yeah. The alarm went off, and then 20 minutes after the hour came and went.
Oh, that's
and,
what happened.
Yeah, that's what's supposed to happen. But I got so caught up in the...
judge talk?
Yeah, and so you've been the voice of a rat on Kroll Show.
On Portlandia, I was the voice of a rat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they do these stop-motion animation things with three rats sometimes.
That was it. That was on Portlandia, but you... I got confused.
But it's only the last few years that I've acted at all. Like, when I met you, I never had. Actually, right. When we went to Aspen and I was reading a story and someone in the audience threw up when I was on stage,
right.
That was one of the first times I'd ever been on stage.
Yeah, that was an interesting evening. We were in a spoken word thing that was popular in L.A. We took it to the Comedy Arts Festival in Aspen, Colorado, where people drink too much and there's a massive altitude change. And somebody in the audience barfed during...
My monologue.
While he was doing his monologue, and then they had to clear people out and come in and clean up, and then bring the audience back in, and then I went on a person or two after that.
That sounds fun.
But the thing about it was, like, Doug was the only one who didn't lose his bearings. So we were all, like, writer-storytellers who did stories that were successful in Los Angeles. Now we're doing them for strangers at high altitude. Not only are they not loving it, they're throwing up. So, like, Doug actually knew how to handle a hostile audience. He knew how to handle all sorts of audiences as the rest of us just fell apart on stage.
Sounds like that might have happened. We had a nice nice time ultimately, though.
Oh,
we all went out for drinks after.
Wait, she threw up because of altitude?
Well, people party too hard. They drink too
much. It was an agent who arrived in the Aspen, started drinking, came to our show, and immediately threw up.
Yeah, when I was working at the WB network, like, the vice president was a lady who went, you know, skiing one week, went to Aspen for the festival and came back to the office on Monday, like, in a cast on her leg. It's just like, it's crazy. It's just like, it was in Aspen for many years, and I swear it was just because everyone just looked at each other, all the executives, and said, free ski vacation every year. Let's do this.
Yeah.
And that's how the Aspen Comedy Festival was born. Because no one in Aspen was like, we got to have a comedy festival here.
And like,
go for it.
And rich,
but you could also smoke some stuff, you guys.
And like, rich skiing energy isn't a comedy energy, really.
No. Or the people that, you know, work for those.
So what's, I'm not a dabber, Doug.
Okay, so you don't have to do that.
Ooh.
You don't have to dab, but look at this lovely pipe right here. It's like a lot of detail.
Beautiful.
I can just jam that in there because we're way behind on smoking here. It's just
all right. Thank you.
Too much yapping. Not enough.
Should I do a dab?
Smacking.
If you do,
if you want to do a dab, I have to do one as well.
There's so many trap tools involved with it. Like, I don't even know how to really do it.
Oh, you know, our friend Taylor Rizzo would come in and do it, and he's clearly good at it because you can't have a beard like that if you are working a torch all the time and you aren't good at it.
Yeah, that's valid.
He'd burn his whole fizz right off.
So if I do a dab, then you'll do one?
I have to do one for every guest that does a dab. I have to do a dab.
Oh, I'm about to dab
your
ass.
Up to one dab per guest.
Yeah. All right. Let's do it, Rizzo. Yeah.
Oh, we're doing it now? Okay, come on in, man. John, we have interesting flavors of chips.
John,
if you
Taylor,
want to try.
Taylor.
No, he's not.
What flavors are they?
Just some interesting ones. All right, so Taylor, be aware that we can't hear you quite as well as everybody else. So
it's okay.
Just do your thing over there, and just talk us through the parts we need to talk about.
Okay.
So dabs happen in bongs usually. Where there's a few things.
It's usually filtered through water. It's usually like a smaller bong. So you just, I don't know, you don't have too
mobile.
Much extra air, yeah.
But also, I've seen. Am I wrong? Or have I seen things that are where like it heats up like that, but it does, it's a smaller unit that can do it somehow?
I have an e-nail that is just a coil that you just put on top of the nail, and then it just keeps it.
Yeah, that's what I've seen before.
As long as you need it to be.
Is it fair to say our small crowd got excited by the fire?
Yeah.
It seemed that way.
Yeah,
no, it's very dramatic every time. And we don't do it much on the show because we don't really want to send people home all sleepy. But this is a special occasion.
Why does this way make you sleepier?
Dabs just hit you harder. They're kind of like, to me, they remind me of like taking a massive bong rip, you know, like it's that, and it just hits your head pretty fast.
And it's multiple dabs that I'm mostly scared of. Like, just one, I didn't get sleepy because of that one that I had, but this one's definitely going to put me in the, in the nap train.
The nap train?
I'm going to be in a choo-choo on the way to dreamland.
Oh, no.
I want to know about these interesting flavored chips, but...
Well, do you want to try one and then guess what flavor it is?
Well, then... I don't want to have chip in my mouth when it's time for dab.
Yeah, we don't know when this is going to happen.
It's time. It's time. Don't touch any
parts. Don't only touch this part.
Only touch what part?
Yeah, don't even touch anything.
Yeah, you don't need to touch anything.
Don't touch anything.
You have to move your mouth up to the mouth.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah.
What is it? Pull it. Just like a bone. Pull it. Pull it.
Get it all.
You touched it. You touched it.
So rude to do that to people while they're just trying to.
Yeah.
It worked. It worked.
I didn't mean to go all fratty on you and start chanting to take the whole hit.
I liked it. It was fun.
Good.
It was in good spirit.
It was fun. It wasn't mean-spirited, Doug.
I don't know why I cared at all. It's not really my style.
A question I always wonder when I'm watching movies, why do these people care about what other people are doing with their lives?
Yeah, exactly.
At every juncture, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I'll hear it from a friend, but the level of investment.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Well...
It's a lot.
Do you want to chase it with a chip?
Yeah.
Okay, so try one and tell me what you think it is. Do you want to get it ready for me? I got to do one now.
You're welcome.
I'm the whiny dabber. Oh, I got to do another dab.
Yeah, so this heats up the nail, and you kind of want to overheat it a little bit to where it is evenly heated and then let it cool down evenly.
The nail.
That's what this is called.
That's confusing, right?
Sorry. Probably should have described that as well.
Could you? I wonder if you could.
I'm not high though.
Use that as creme brulee torch as well.
You could. You could make your own toasted marshmallows, homemade s'mores.
I attempted creme brulee not that long ago. It didn't turn out great. Was a bust, is what I meant to say.
Wow.
Uh oh.
What's happening?
The ship.
You like it?
Well, you
say
said it was
yes.
Like a. Yes. You said it was a really interesting flavor.
Well,
and I'm getting pretty standard notes here.
Oh, really?
Salt, corn.
I'm getting subtle.
But what do you think it's representing?
It's very savory. Barbecue? It's not like an exotic flavor.
There you go, Doug. You're up.
You know.
Oh, okay.
These are exotic names.
Well, here's the bags.
Oh, thanks, Doug.
You're welcome. Here we go.
I don't know. Tacos? Beef taco chips? I hope that's not the one I'm eating for some reason. Steak should not come in a bag.
I like the here we go, Doug. Like it's an action movie.
Or Mario.
Here we go. Watch this, kids.
Here we go.
Watch Dad make. Watch Dad take this corner.
I'm just trying to not cough.
No, I understand. Isn't that a sad thing?
Isn't it a sad thing?
The dads of families, like fathers who need to be the star at every moment, like fathers who need applause from their own children. Have you seen families that are set up like that? So sad.
Yes.
I think so, yeah.
Which one did I even eat?
I think this one really does taste like beef tacos.
Oh, maybe beef tacos.
Beef tacos.
I just wish maybe I just didn't know what the flavors were.
Even though they taste good, right?
Yeah. It just like...
Good, I think it's fun to, you know, try them and see if it tastes like it. I think the grilled cheeseburger one really tastes like it has pickle in it. And I don't like pickle.
Yeah, I was getting pickle notes.
Yeah.
Subtle hints of pickle. Also, somebody loved the loaded chili cheese ones because these ones are GOA.
Well, they've been folded into bowls.
I just
for convenience, but I just wanted to show people like what they look like and that they're called Wise.
Oh, do you want me to Vanna White that shit real quick?
People can run out and, do you mind?
Oh, yeah, no problem.
People can, they can run out and buy some and then eat it along with us.
What else does she do?
Because that's all I'm going to eat for 6 hours is these chips. I think we're going to order pizza, or maybe they've got a flavor that tastes like pizza.
Fingers crossed.
Maybe.
I mean, didn't ask for as much attention before he did his thing here.
No, because, you know.
Here's what you didn't hear. Watch
this. It almost feels like he thought he was sneaking one in. Like
that's true. That's true.
Like I was going to go, no, we're good. You don't need to do it.
That's really funny.
But that's what dabbing is right there.
That's it.
And that's what it does to you. Sarah and I are a complete wreck right now.
We're killing it.
But even the science of it looks complicated to me, though. Even those few steps.
Well, yeah, the science of it's a little scary. It looks like a science tool. Like, is it a Bunsen burner? Is it a microscope? What's going on?
And this is like some sort of, they're playing a practical joke on us because there's no water in it.
Yeah.
So somebody tried to take a hit out of it, which that sort of thing has happened on the show before. That would be bad.
Evaporation.
We'll get some water in that during one of the many upcoming breaks.
Can we light this?
Yeah.
I found a joint, and now we're going to light it.
Oh, that's a great idea.
You'll find.
Got to be, you know, continuous smoking.
Continuous.
Yeah. What do you guys have to do later tonight?
Nothing. Nothing crucial.
I have to go to a play.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you know anything about it?
It's a friend of a friend's thing. I don't know that much. It's a musical. And I think, here's how I measure things. I got a little bit of a sinking feeling about this. I think it has an intermission. Mm. Like, you could get an hour and a half without an intermission. I can watch almost anything. But once it's like 2:45 with the intermission.
And even if you don't like it, you have to come back after the intermission?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, intermissions suck. Mm. And then everyone pees at the same time.
Yeah, it doesn't work for me.
No intermission, people just pee when they feel like.
And if you know you have no intermission, you cut it down to 90 minutes. You know what I mean? So a lot of times it's a better show for me. Because theater can be so indulgent anyway. I used to have to see my... I stopped going to my pot dealer when I had to see my pot dealer in a play.
Wait.
Years ago.
Do you still have a pot dealer?
No, and it's the reason, like, if pot became illegal again, like, the thought of having to see a pot dealer in a play again, can you imagine?
Yeah, it would definitely be a period piece.
You want to know some shit?
Wait, those days could come back. What?
About some a pot dealer I once knew.
I'm good. Yeah.
The pot dealer that I used to buy pot from before I had my medical license, he was hyper paranoid. So he would say, text me in megabytes.
Oh, God.
And then I'll let you know when I leave the hard drive out. And that's how you'd have to order pot. And I'm like, I don't know how to transfer a fucking eighth into megabytes. Like, what the fuck? He's like, I'll put the hard drive under the mat.
Oh, God. James Bond.
Right? Like,
never got caught.
So paranoid.
I had to meet mine at Gelson's. This is after the one who is in the play.
Oh, yeah.
That's a drag, too. You know, you text, you call them, finally they call you. No, you text them, they call you back, you set up the meeting.
My guy, I met a grocery store a few times, and then once he thought I was legit, then he'd come to my home. But he'd pick me up in front of the apartment building.
Screening process.
And drive me around the block once. We'd have to have, like, small talk, and it was always the same conversation, you know.
I mean, did he play you a CD? Because if he did, it's the same guy.
No.
Wait, he had a CD?
I think so.
What do you mean? Like, he put out an album?
Put out.
Oh, yeah, that's a different guy.
He pressed it to a thing he was able to put in his car.
He, like, burnt a disc.
Something happened.
I haven't burnt a disc in a minute.
The same guy who was in the play, like, early in my career, we were shooting a show, and I look at, like, this character who has no lines but is giving some big facial expressions, and I ask Valerie, is that our pot dealer? He'd cast our pot dealer as a favor.
Wow.
Those were the days, Doug.
Wow.
Whoa. I mean, he didn't give him a line.
Right, but the guy still managed to face ruin it.
He got something for Israel.
Dude, pot dealers are crazy.
And then the 80s was like a lot of the pot dealers was like fake friendships. They weren't exactly dealers, you know?
Yeah. Well, I feel like that's how most drug dealers are sometimes. They are like fake friendships because you're like, the only reason I'm here is to have my needs met.
But that's why, that's what's so great about now, though. It's like I don't have a fake friendship with the guy at the store.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. You're like, yeah, whatever. You're pretty chill. I guess I'm supposed to tip you here, you know?
Oh, I do.
You tip?
Oh, yeah.
At the bud tenders? Yeah.
Oh, I should do that.
Oh, I do.
I just don't go to them very often because there's always some magically appears here on this table.
They're always super nice.
Magically. Your world, Doug. The world of a child.
Yeah, it's nice.
Now, speaking of a child, how old were you when you first appeared on the stage?
This.
What kind of stage?
Like the musical theater.
Oh, no.
Wait, you did musical theater?
Well,
a little bit.
I'm opening a whole can of worms here.
Yeah. What?
But high school and college mostly, but even as young as junior high, and as soon as they start saying, you know, any kind of notion of a performance in front of the rest of the kids, I was on board.
Yeah.
I was doing it all.
Yeah.
In high school, I was in every aspect of performing that they had.
I have a vague memory. How did Ray Walston fit in?
I was in a summer. The college put on a musical version of, not a musical version of, but the musical Guys and Dolls. And I was in that, and we did, like, they gave us, like, a week-long engagement, like, over the summer. First we did it at the school, then they gave us, there's this performing arts center in the middle of El Cajon, California, and we did it there for a week. And they said, do you want to stick around and be the chorus for a production of South Pacific that's coming through town with Ray Walston?
And you weren't in college yet, though, right?
I was in college.
Oh, you were in college. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. But so still, it's just me and my buddy. You know, we couldn't sing or dance, and we're only there because of the girls and Ray Walston. Like, every chance we got, we would just sit around and let Ray Walston, you know, talk because he was just crusty, angry old man with who worked with every big movie star ever.
And you were
getting hilarious.
You were getting paid to do this. This was like a real thing?
Yeah.
That's so funny. But your heart wasn't in it.
Well, I just, there is nothing like a day, nothing in the world.
Oh,
it's just stupid, you know? I mean,
I can't
hit the right notes, but I know good music when I hear it.
Yeah.
I can't hit the right notes.
Yeah, I'm terrible at it. Like, I change the melody, and people are like, what?
Yeah.
So, but it's still fun to sing in short bursts, because then people think you might be able to.
I think I'd watch Doug Benson the musical. I for sure would watch the Doug Benson musical.
It's definitely, like, probably one or two on the old bucket list.
You gotta do it.
To do goals is to have do something on Broadway, like be in something. I don't care what it is. And I would hopefully not have to sing. Like, there was that show, what was it called? The Drowsy Chaperone? And there's a narrator who doesn't sing. They just narrate the show.
Right, right.
You know, like something like that I would love to do. So if you're, listening or watching.
But really, Doug, it sounds like you'd kind of love to sing.
Well, if they worked really hard with me and felt like people should hear it.
But they would.
Because, you know, I just keep flashing on, like, people's reaction to Russell Crowe and Les Miserables, you know?
Right, right.
It's just like, I wouldn't want to be that guy. Like, always singing was awful. Oh, just singing.
No, you make it work. You make it work. I could never sing in
public.
Why
are you being so critical? It's just your ears.
Singing freaks me out. Like, karaoke, nope.
You don't even do that?
Uh-uh. I get, like, really embarrassed about singing.
I used to do it when I'd get drunk, but if I'm sober, I don't, no thanks.
I wouldn't up until a few years ago, but I've desensitized myself, so I do now. And part of it is I started taking singing lessons a few years ago, but I didn't sing my entire life, like up until maybe age 53 or something. I never sang.
Let's talk about these singing lessons.
Yeah, exactly.
Do they help? I'm thinking
about
it.
Oh, my God, yes. Yes, definitely. But also, it goes in stages, because this guy, he's like 70 years old. He's super sweet.
Okay.
He teaches in like a shit studio in Sherman Oaks. He charges $65.
Somebody
but he's taught a lot of famous people. He's just very humble. And he's at his piano. He's at his piano.
This is amazing.
And he's got like a mirror above him, right? And like the most uncomfortable part for me at first was I would stand behind him and he wanted like a lot of eye contact while I was singing. Like that was almost harder than the singing.
In the mirror?
He would look at the mirror like beaming at me while he was playing.
Oh, hell no.
That part was very hard. But in
stop
all sorts of ways it got
me. Look at your fingers every once in a while.
Oh my God.
Keep your eyes on the wheel.
But here's the double message though. So it started out because...
What?
Yeah.
Because look at me.
I've been told when I was a kid that I was tone deaf. And so it was the double message where the first thing for weeks.
Okay, it was a childhood issue, right. The singing thing.
It's very traumatic. So for weeks, his message was, you have a right to sing whether you're tone deaf or not. But then after a few weeks, the message I wanted to hear, you're not tone deaf. You know what I mean? Like, both true.
So what happened?
So I kept doing it. I kept improving. He doesn't explain anything to me. Like, it's not something. I never understand what's going on. He puts me through exercises.
Wait, what? But he gives you drills.
He'll do notes I have to repeat back, but, like, I'll never know why. I'll never know what his intentions are.
Right, like, he's like a mad scientist.
He doesn't
like
want me to think
music.
About it. Yeah, he, like, reduces me to this childlike state. And then, combined with that, I started karaokeing, but, like, just with, like, three people at a time. But then I built up to being more comfortable doing it with more.
Oh, wait. Yeah. Group karaoke?
But like private room karaoke.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that freaks me out even more than in the main of the whole bar or whatever.
Right.
Those are like, you feel like a lot of people aren't even paying attention. And you also know that like if you say some funny shit, you could kind of save it.
Yeah.
Well, but we were all doing it in the same spirit.
The songs are always too long, is my thing. Why can't they just be a minute and a half? Why do they have to have a whole fucking instrumental parts?
Here's the advantage of private room karaoke. Like, one of our two rules is that you can bail on the song whenever you want, because most songs go on too long. They're not thought out for karaoke. So, like, we'll do half a song and cut the song more often than not.
Yeah, punk rock style.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just, like, can make every song under 2 minutes.
But then it's always weird when it's group karaoke and then only, you know, everyone kind of drifts off and then the people left are like, oh, are we still doing this? And you feel obligated to finish the song.
That would be weird.
Like,
And unfair.
That happened to me.
Yeah, KJ's got to get their shit together and shut it down when the vocalist leaves the floor.
When
what the hell?
3 out of 5 vocalists are no longer on stage, song goes off. No Scrubs, TLC, that was the song. It seemed like an eternity that was on. It was just like, God.
And were you left on stage or you were in the audience?
Yes, no, I was abandoned.
Oh, so you were suckered on stage and then left. That's terrible. That's terrible.
Scrubs.
Imagine just doing that alone after most of the people left.
Right, that's not good.
That's the most repetitive
those are bad choices.
Oh, stop it.
No one wants that.
Now I have that in my head. Hey, Jude.
Oh, I can keep them coming.
Like
I got a bunch of them if you want some.
Yeah, give me some more.
Oh, Mickey, you're so fine.
Okay,
you're so fine.
Hey, Jude looks better now.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can get you the worst ones.
I'll take Jude over Mickey any day.
I want sex and candy.
That was performed strange, so it took me a second. But Mercy's Playground.
I think we're
if
there was a prize, you won it.
My chair.
Yeah.
Is that the same song?
I think so.
Or is that different?
2,839 people were watching last time they counted, which was
how many
during the break.
We're watching this.
We're watching. Yeah, just watching us.
And we've got 3 strong ones over there on the chairs.
Lots more people with 6 hours on their hands are going to watch it in the archives.
You guys.
It's so sad. Yeah.
I found out something really crazy the other day about Q-tips.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Watch this.
I was wondering why they were named Q-tips. I thought maybe it had something to do with the tip of a Q, but I don't know. So then I Googled it when I was stoned.
You mean the little part at the bottom is the tip of the Q?
That's what I thought. And maybe you'd clean your ear with the tip of the
Q.
But then I looked it up and they said the original name for Q-tips was baby gaze. This is what I found online.
Baby gays.
Maybe
baby gays.
Baby gauze?
No, gays. Baby gays.
Trying to help you.
I'm telling you.
And then they were like,
I'm trying to help Q-tips.
If you look it up.
Why'd they stop calling them that?
I don't know.
Did
and then
it
they
get
said,
awkward?
Oh, then they call them Q-tips because Q for quality. It has nothing
quality.
To do.
The best ones are the Q-tips.
Also, this is from Wikipedia. So yeah, who knows?
So, yeah.
Who knows if that's the real name, you know?
So, someone else is up there.
Some nerd named Quimbert, yeah. like, wrote that.
Someone else is selling shit tips.
Yeah.
We're the Q-tips.
Where are those
was there even competition?
Isn't that dumb?
That makes sense.
I just feel like it's still an unanswered question.
Yeah, yeah, I love that you come here with, you know, some of the most important
crucial
issues
things.
That are going on right now.
Yeah.
And we can throw them, toss them around.
Cotton swabs.
Yeah. So there's a thing I've seen the infomercial. Don't you hate when you see an infomercial or even just an ad selling something where you're like, I'm not going to write down that number or remember the name of that thing because I'm going to see that ad a million times.
Yeah.
And there's one that kind of piques your interest and then you never see the ad again.
Yeah.
There's something that's not a Q-tip, but you could put it in your ear to clean your ear and it won't hurt you.
Is it like a vacuum?
I don't know what it is, but I just saw the ad once.
I was saw it too.
I would love to be able to clean my ear with a thing that's not a Q-tip.
It looks satisfying.
So
it's got like a little scooper on it or something.
Oh, it
ooh,
good.
Yeah.
I like the thought of like cleaning out my ears.
Yeah.
Like I did this wax thing that I got one time in Joshua Tree. It's like you light the end of this cone thing and it cleans out your earwax.
Oh, yeah, that shit's crazy.
That shit is so satisfying.
And like you could see it afterwards.
It was
that's
gnarly.
Nasty.
Like everyone should just, I don't know. Yeah. I don't want to give bad ear advice because it is, the thought of like puncturing an eardrum is kind of scary.
Well, I'd rather have someone do that wax thing for me than do it myself, I think.
It's like, it's definitely like a team building exercise.
Like, I'm big on the regular like washing out of the ears, like with the bulb that you just squeeze in your ear and it's sounds like a, you know, roaring rapids in your head, but it doesn't hurt anything.
Is it like a rubber thing?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm on board with that, too.
Yeah, you just in your own ear. And
the sound effect of that, though, was amazing.
Yeah, but when it's in there, it's like, loud noise in your head.
Do you do like Neil Mendt thing in your nose, too? Like, or do you just do the ears?
No, I don't. I have like Flonase and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I mean, The problem is the sinuses is where it all that's causing all the problems for me. It's just I just have allergies and have had so many allergy shots that they are they've said there's nothing more we can do. You'll just be a little allergic to things sometimes.
Oh. Do you like your allergist?
Sounds good.
Do you need an allergist?
They quit poking me. Yeah, right?
I have a good allergist.
They just didn't care for my personality, I guess.
What happened? The allergist gave up on you.
Yeah, they're just like, good. You're done.
It's,
no, apparently,
get out of here.
The guy made a convincing case that, like, it just was, you know, maybe I could get back on it. But, like, at that time, he felt like just getting shots all the time wasn't going to change anything. Like, I'd had enough.
Was he angry at you? Like, life isn't perfect, Doug.
No, he's, like, saving me $5.75 a shot or whatever it was.
Why?
Yeah, I had pretty good health insurance at the time.
I want to smoke more pot.
Do it.
You want to feel, though, like something can help you. Like, my mom is older, and she's dealing with that now, where, like, sometimes there's not a medicine that makes things better, you know?
Absolutely. Pot. That is absolutely true. And it's a lot of times I'm just like, some headaches and stuff, I don't even reach for aspirin. I'm just like, you know what? If you go to sleep, you'll wake up and feel better. You know, like, it's not like every single headache, you just have to, all you got to think about is getting rid of it, you know?
Yeah, sometimes, you got to endure a little bit of headache pain.
Yeah, I just don't like,
right?
I don't like taking
I'm
medicine.
I'm noticing that.
And
now.
I don't smoke much weed when I'm actually sick, you know? I kind of stay off of it, you know?
I eat it.
This is really
edibles,
tough.
Yeah.
I'd say we're a pretty tough panel. Like, you've got to endure pain.
A
that's the consensus
bit,
up here.
Right?
Don't be babies.
You gotta suffer a little, right? Isn't that?
We're not taking stuff for everything.
I hate going to the dentist and I don't like how it feels, but I go more times a year than you're supposed to just because I like knowing that
your teeth are good.
That they're really you know, that it's.
I do too.
They're getting really good and cleaned all the time. Because I guess it's impossible to overclean your teeth.
Do you like your dentist?
Nah.
Okay, That's what I'm saying.
No, he's super nice, but he has too many assistants that are like, want to teach me how to floss every time. And it's just like, that's why I come in more often, because I'm not great at that stuff.
Yeah, me too. I love the hygienist, but my dentist is creepy. He's too touchy.
Really? See.
And then his assistants like come in and make excuses for him, like he's from Mexico.
Oh, well, of course. That makes sense.
Everyone's just in a panic, compensating for the dentist's behavior all the time.
No, Mexico is a very warm place. There was not a single stranger that didn't touch me.
I know he's a good dentist.
I just feel like dentists in general, like, sorry, weird people.
So I think that's true.
Can we just get that off
right,
our
they
chest?
Wanna get, yeah, they want to get their fingers in someone else's mouth. That's what they want to do.
Oh, plaque. That's what gets me off.
My dentist is super interested in all of it. Like, he's almost like wants to be a dentist that invents, like, next level stuff.
Oh, God.
And it's like, how far can you go? Like, you know.
Like, black lights.
How white are teeth going to... Oh, clear teeth.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Okay, so my dentist is fucking weird. He's was telling me last time about how his daughter can walk to church now that she moved. And I was like, am I supposed to be excited about this? Like, I don't really care that your daughter can walk to church now. This is weird.
What kind of story is that?
It's not a
like,
story.
What's the payoff to
I can't
that
even
story?
Believe and I'm retelling it now.
Hey, what are you supposed to know? You what are you supposed to say? Thank God. Or, oh no.
Like, how, Jesus Christ.
Like, how did the information roll out? What was the last thing he let you know? And that was near her church. Like, what came last in the story?
Well, it was like, you know that basic fucking combo that you gotta have with people when you have basic ass interactions, even if it's a doctor.
Yeah.
So it was like, oh, yeah, how are your kids? Oh, great. Jacqueline moved next to church, so she can walk to church now. And that's it. And my gynecologist does that shit, too. Like,
but
while
that is
he's...
some pretty great news that you wanted to share with everybody. That,
yeah.
But it just all came in to one church. Lump.
Yeah.
People just, you know, they just blurt out things without...
I like, though, like, what people consider to be a good story. Like, my dad's idea of a good story, his name is Earl, ends with someone saying, Earl, I love you. It'll be like a long story about someone he met, but it ends with the person saying, I love you, to my father. And, like, that's my dad's idea of a great story.
So he'll retell that story?
Yes.
With,
and, yeah, and then you won't
amazing.
Believe what he said. He said, Earl, I love you. And then the story's over.
If it was a scene in the movie, the whole family standing around would all mouth it along with him when he says it.
And then the angry son would be like, what a story about you love me, Dad?
Yeah. I love it. Here's another pot topic.
Okay. Pot topic!
Yay.
Oh.
The majority of the people support weed.
What?
That's the story. The majority. A new Quinnipiac poll released Thursday found 71% of Americans would oppose a federal crackdown on legal marijuana, and 93% are in favor of medicinal marijuana, which is almost everybody. There's only 7% of people going, don't give that medicine to children.
It's almost more like a, pot fact. Like, a topic is open-ended. What's to say about that? It's true.
Oh, I see what you're saying. What am I? What? Why is there no talking point here or something to discuss?
Yeah,
I find that true of a lot of these things because, you know, we all agree that, you know, we're all on the same page about marijuana and what people should do with it.
Yeah.
Since we're all here doing this. So it's more just like...
I do think, though, that...
Throwing
like,
out this information so people know where we're at.
It does seem
as
like it's very
whole.
Successful yeah. for Democrats whenever in a state they're able to run a referendum legalizing pot. It does get young Democrats out to vote. It's a smart thing for Democrats to do wherever they can do it.
Yeah.
It's one of the few things that gets 20-somethings, it seems like, reliably out to vote.
Yeah, because they care about it in the way that, you know, they just want to get it over with and make it legal.
Yeah,
you know?
It's just like, let's just get it over with. Let's they just all smoke weed.
They're not scared of it, you know?
And, like, the medicinal part has always been such a farce.
Well, yeah.
The medicinal?
Farce I participated in happily.
Yeah, of
and
course.
Still do until, you can't buy it yet in stores until, like, January.
My place hasn't checked for years. They don't care.
It is a sneaky thing. My most recent renewal was online, and it was for like $20 or something.
Okay. The place I called, I got a renewal like a week ago, but I didn't know what to do. I called this place, and then they called me back. They didn't answer. And they're like, hey, did you just call? This is the doctor's office. And I was like, oh, hey, doctor's office. Can I come by? And they're like, we're out of appointments for the day, but if you want to do a Skype call tomorrow or a FaceTime. And I was just like, I don't know how I feel about FaceTiming to renew my weed card. So I didn't.
That seems weird.
Right?
Yeah. But
I went over.
Maybe that's the way they do it.
Like the first time, the first time I ever went in, I felt like I had to say something reasonable. Like I said something like I have stomach issues or whatever. Then over the years, I progressed to saying it's something I do. I just wanted to test the limits of what else ever. Oh, and I started out going to see that doctor, the one who is in Super Jaime.
For reals.
With the super white teeth.
Yeah.
You know who I'm talking about? The one who is on Kawanga?
Yeah.
That's the guy I first saw for years.
Oh, okay.
But he was always trying to sell me other stuff, too.
All right.
You know who I'm talking about.
No.
It's like, yeah, they don't care. I thought that they cared what you say. Because the first time I went, I was like, okay, so I have anxiety and whatever, like everyone else, like playing it up.
Yeah.
And then he was like, all right, you look great. Okay, here you go. There's your prescription or whatever.
Here's what the guy in Kawanga would say. It's like, I've earned my prescription. We've had that talk. You think the conversation's over. There'd be a pause and he'd say something like, I found the cure for smoking. It's always some added thing. Okay, I'm not a smoker. It doesn't matter. But he still wants to tell me what it is.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
What was it?
He was an entrepreneur. I don't know. I didn't engage.
Oh, he would try to bait you.
He would tell me things that I didn't remember because I didn't care. I'm not a smoker, so I don't need to quit smoking.
Right.
But he always had something in his head that he'd solved.
Right.
So that was the price. You know, you paid the money for the weed card, and then you had to hear how he was also a something else who'd solved some whole other thing that's defied medical science up until now in his shitty office above the newsstand on Kawanga.
No. So he's like a wacky scientist. He's like, I have a cure for this, and I have this.
Now I know what you're talking about.
Wait, so what do you just
he
like?
He was older. He's kind of distinguished looking, you know what I mean?
I know who you're talking
about. Okay, good, good.
Yeah.
I got his name from Blyden. Blyden's the one who told me to go to him.
What do you like, humble brag all the time?
Oh, it wasn't humble.
It was just like, hey, by the way, this is what else I'm working on.
He doesn't give me my card on camera. He just does an interview in the movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so that's where I was getting confused because I got my card from a guy that wouldn't be on camera. That's how.
Oh, this
that
guy
was
would
like
be
9
on
years ago. A guy didn't even want to be on camera as one of the doctors that do that. So it's really. It's moving along nicely, but now we might be seeing a bit of a setback with the current, with Jeff Sessions, I guess. And
he's
Sean
scary.
Sean Spicer is saying...
The whole crew.
That, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen. Like, they're really going to, like, start raiding places in states where it was legalized?
Or? It seems like they're drawing... It's almost like... It seemed like they're sort of accepting medical marijuana and drawing the line at recreational
marijuana. Yeah, they seem okay with medical.
But that's illegal federally, too. It's like that's part of what's odd. It's not like they're just going after illegal behavior, you know? Because medical is illegal, too.
Right, yeah. Yeah, it is. It's very selective how they're approaching it.
But it seems like they're going to do something. Like, they want to make an example of California. Let's make an example of California.
Right. That's true.
That sounds...
Well, I like all the other states that legalize, so I could move around.
The first guy who gave me my weed card should never have been
could
on camera.
Could you move around, Doug? It's a lot of work. I'm going to be a step ahead of them at every point.
I got so
Colorado,
little stuff. When I
Washington
watched
State.
Leonardo DiCaprio and Catch Me If
oh
You
my
Can,
God.
I'm like, I could do that.
Yeah. What they don't know is I'm on the next plane, first class.
I can just take the jump seat. I don't need any luggage.
Oh my God. I have a friend in each city.
I will charm my way into a suit.
Oh, my God.
First thing in the next town.
I love this.
In the next country.
Always a step ahead of them.
Yeah.
Have you seen The Little Prince on Netflix?
Oh, it's kind of newish?
Yeah.
But it's based on the same book that they also made a movie about with Gene Wilder?
Yeah.
Okay. But, no, I haven't seen it.
Oh, it's like what? I never see movies. So I was hoping that maybe I saw it because I saw it.
You're introducing a movie into the conversation.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
Was it good?
Yeah, what
it
is it?
It was really good. It was really good. You guys should both watch it.
What's your movie of the year?
I don't even know.
Which year? The one we're in now?
Right now. There's about to be Oscars.
Oh, yeah. So from last year.
You bet, Doug, from last year.
My favorite's La La Land.
Oh, my God. All right.
I
know, right?
Shit.
So my opinion doesn't matter.
No, it does. Of course it does.
I don't know much.
My least favorite is Hacksaw Ridge.
Yeah.
And everything else tied for the middle.
As a form, like, you're a fan of classic musicals, like some of them you like?
Mm-hmm. Very much. Yeah.
There's a lot I haven't seen.
There's a lot I haven't seen. A lot I haven't seen.
Like on the Wikipedia page, they can, you know, they can in 7 or 8 paragraphs pretty much summarize the American musical. There really is that few of them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And whenever one comes along, there's a lot of grumbling about it because just some people just hate musicals, and I get that. But I like them, so I'm always excited. In the case of this one, I thought it really delivered what I was looking for. But my other favorite movie last year was Deadpool. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm clearly in it for the fun, you know. I'm not naming movies like Manchester by the Sea because that movie's such a downer. It's very well done, but it's like, why would you tell somebody, hey, check this out?
Right, right.
You know?
That's how I felt about The Lobster.
You're really going to love being insanely sad about these fictional characters.
Did you see the movie The Lobster?
Yeah.
Oh, that fucked me up. That shit was so fucked up. It was like, whew, if you're single, then they turn you into an animal. It was some dark shit.
Who does?
Exactly.
That's a good question.
It's a dystopian future thing nobody questions anything really.
Yeah.
And you just sort of like watch it going, that seems weird to have gotten to that
point
in a society anywhere where everybody just starts going, yeah, when you die, you're going to turn into an animal. What animal would you like it to be? Like, wait, how is somebody making that happen?
People have accepted that.
Why don't we stop these witches and warlocks?
That narrow range of choices. People have accepted that in the future.
Yeah, that's a good point. But that movie was dark. I did not like it.
Oh, it gets really, really heavy at the end. And some of my friends think it's a laugh riot. And I'm just like, I don't know what you're talking about.
They thought it was funny?
Yeah.
Well, because it's so fucking fucked up.
It's fucked up, that makes him laugh, yeah.
Yeah, because it makes you fucking nervous because you're like, why am I subjecting myself to this fucking thing?
I watched some of Hell or High Water last night, which was sort of entertaining, but I wanted it to be like as entertaining as a Western. I wanted it to be really entertaining, you know?
Right, yeah. They definitely, didn't go the fun route with it, you know? Man.
The gavel right now is fucking killing it because you also look exactly like your billboard that I just saw because you have a gavel in that.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
I'm just trying, just trying to sell the show subliminally.
You really are.
Because, that's not... It's fun talking to you guys about other stuff.
Oh, come on.
This time is really flying by. I think we're...
we did it.
Almost done with your segment. And I've only got...
How many more segments?
4 more hours?
We were... We had a goal of being... slightly higher.
I am not going to make it.
Doug, our goal was being slightly higher energy than segment one. What do you think?
I think you were higher energy this segment, I feel like. But, Slink's a cool cat.
Of course.
We just...
he doesn't need to put out any energy.
No, he doesn't. We do. We do, Doug.
You're right. You want to hit this?
And Kimberly seemed to be having fun. It's been I give everybody passing grades.
Kimberly
so
looked
far.
Miserable.
She did.
No, she looked like she was having fun. Everyone was having fun, Doug.
I can't. I fall for those things every single time. I never stop.
That is so true.
Before responding, yeah. And I do them to people sometimes, too, so you'd think I would really learn from that experience.
Yeah, I'm gullible.
But, yeah, I always go. I always ask.
There's so many jokes that there's no point to. Like, I was telling friends a story yesterday. I was at a restaurant the other day. A guy comes over and says, can I have your pancake? He, looks, I don't know what he's doing. He's standing too close
Stranger
to me. I say no. And then he looks at me and says, I'm the chef. How the fuck am I supposed to know?
Well, if you're the chef, then cook yourself a pancake.
His hat didn't give it away.
What kind of joke is that?
Yeah, it's a weird way to try to connect.
Can I have your pancake?
I'm the
owner.
Of course the funny thing for the owner is I don't know you.
Okay.
Now you're telling me you're the owner.
You know
can
what?
I have your pancake? I just got off work.
Wait, can I have your pancake? I don't know. I'm out of pancakes.
Are you done with that, sir? Is how you say it. He just said it wrong.
No, he was acting like he wanted to eat it. No, he wasn't wanting to clear the table. He was doing a joke, but I didn't have the information. And then he supplied the information that would have made this not funny joke at least understandable.
I remember when I was like 7, I went to a wedding and there was this weird old dude across from me and I had corn chowder. And he said, "Can I try your chowder?" And he was like a middle-aged, scary man that wanted to dip his spoon into my soup. And I was just, appalled and shocked.
Like, for real, he wanted to. And he did it.
He ate out of my soup. So, like, I'm not into, like, exchanging shit with, like, food-wise with people that I don't know, you know?
Yeah. Especially
it was just
as
like
a
at
child.
A wedding. Yeah. Just a strange middle-aged man just goes, "Can I try your chowder?"
How old are you?
Like 7.
No way.
Yes.
Some adults are very disrespectful towards kids. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hey, can I have a lick of your ice cream cone there? What flavor is that? I'd like to put my tongue on it.
They won't respect kids' boundaries, like, that are legitimate. Like, they all want to hug kids. Like, some kids.
Don't even speak to a child you don't know.
No, of course not.
But stick your spoon in their soup.
Like, people will hug kids who don't want to be hugged.
Oh, my God.
As if they're being nice.
Yeah.
You know,
it's like a cat squirming in your arms. Yeah. You let it go.
I remember as a kid, everyone was just, like, in your face all the time. Oh. And, like, all of the time. And they wanted hugs and shit. Yeah. And you're like, "Dude, you smell weird. And, like, you're always kissing me and hugging me. Like, stop."
Yeah, a lot of kids don't like it.
Because you're like, "I like my independence." Yeah. Yeah.
We ended on a high note.
Yeah.
So.
Leave the kids alone.
The bottom line of this pot topic is that marijuana's acceptance is growing yearly and monthly, and there's never been a downturn. It's been steady.
All the way up.
Steady growth all
the
way to the top.
All the way up.
Rich people, take note of that. Buy a bunch of that. Do your thing with that.
Hey, rich people.
Yeah, I mean, maybe they would ruin it. I don't know.
They will.
People say it'll be, like, you know, less strong.
It'll just be too much conversation about it, like in wine country, you know, where they'll talk about the meal they're having while they're having the meal. Because rich people will be talking about it too much.
Yeah, they'll be like, "I'm getting subtle notes of pear."
We don't care.
Right. I have a podcast where we talk about the meal while we eat the meal.
Is that true?
Yeah.
It was what I didn't like it, like,
it's
when I lived
so
up in Napa. Like, I
it's
didn't
a scam.
Like, it, like, I didn't like it as a substitute for culture, basically. Like, talk about a book while you're eating your meal for once.
No, oh, we talk about a lot of stuff.
I'll bet you do.
Not just the food.
It's also the culture that comes with that whole, like, farm-to-table thing of, like, let's talk about the subtle, like, notes of hints of pear in this glass of wine. And you're like, it all fucking tastes the same.
It's very white, too. Like, Marin County is so white, you know?
Yeah. It's white as fuck. Yeah.
Like, yeah, people probably started a hashtag getting Doug so white right now because of the three of us. But
I mean, didn't start out that way.
What do you guys want to plug before we move into a commercial break and bring out some new victims?
My podcast, Tuesday Snacks. We also have clothes that we sell on our website, TuesdaySnacks.com.
Cool.
Follow me on Twitter, Princess Shank, for my comedy dates. That's
spell
it.
Shank. S.
Princess
C-
and then S.
H.
H.
Sorry.
N. K. No, it's fucking confusing. Yeah.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Wine Shank. But Princess Shank on the social medias.
Yep.
I'm just urging people to go right at my Twitter account.
Yeah.
John Levenstein. Very
there
active.
You are. Are you there? Are you there in a judge's robe?
I am. I'm in it. That's how you know you found
me. I changed my avatar to Bane so I could have something different that you can also be. And thank you to both of you
thank
for
you
being
for
here.
Us.
That was super
thank
fun
you.
Hour. And we'll see who comes up next after these messages.
Getting Doug.
Well, I can't really give that one a fair review because I couldn't really hear it. But that was Clayton Gates. And you can check out Clayton at his YouTube page, youtube.com/user/ClaytonGates. Thanks. Jeff Tate is here, everybody.
Hello.
Yay. Hello. Joining us for... What's that about? Why are you using the dabbing paper?
Is that what that is?
As an anti-shine.
He's dabbing the sweat off of his head. That's what they're for.
Well,
now I know why they're called dabs.
It's because that, well, how's it going? What's
that
all
paper
this?
They're on? Holy shit, that's a bunch of
stuff.
Blunt paper that was left by Slink Johnson, who, like Jeff Tate, is a bailiff on the High Court TV program, debuting this Monday on Comedy Central. That's why I came up with this six-hour marathon, is to just pound people over the head with Monday night at midnight, after at midnight.
Yes.
11 Central and Mountain.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, after at midnight.
So complicated. And it's also going to be on the Comedy Central app. You can get the first episodes for free, the first three, and Jeff is on the second one. So you can see that on the app for free without having to have a cable provider, but then eventually they hit you for that to get on there and watch more of them.
Yeah, I mean, I
hope you'll be addicted.
Comedy Central has a lot of great programming, you guys. Yeah. You're not getting just the High Court. You're getting all of their programming, or some of it. I don't have the app.
I think in episode two, when you're the bailiff, I think your relationship with that lady would make a great TV show.
I already pitched it to the people who produce your show, and they were not interested.
They weren't not into it?
Hard pass, is what I was told.
Jeff and Miss Cherie.
I just saw that you have Tom Petty on your shirt.
I do.
I was just checking out Tom. Yep.
Yeah, Jeff's a big fan of Tom Petty.
And Miss Cherie.
Yeah, you had a good time being the bailiff at her case.
I like older women, because who needs to be up that late? I am tired of bagging on old people for going to bed early.
With a 70-year-old woman.
You were?
Yeah, she wants to go to Costco in the afternoon, have a reasonably timed dinner, and then go to bed.
That sounds nice.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, no, that does.
I want to be old so bad. Matlock is good.
Oh, wow.
It's a fun show. He's a terrible lawyer, but
he's
an excellent
Sarah
detective.
Sarah thought exactly. Oh, okay.
Matlock. I remember when I would stay home from school, that would just play a lot during the day.
Now, if you're watching Matlock, that was a choice by the local channel that just shows old stuff all the time and barely ekes by as being considered a channel.
Did you ever watch Little House on the Prairie?
Oh, yeah.
That was my jam. I would just fucking watch that shit for hours.
Well, how old are we talking now?
I mean, when I was, like, in middle school for, like, a few years until, like, high school.
You were just, like,
yeah,
wishing it were, like, prairie times?
Yeah.
Now I'm confused. Are you describing when middle school is or when you were into the show?
No, when I was in middle school, I got into Little House on the Prairie. I don't know why.
Maybe you were tired of having all those friends.
No, I didn't have that many friends in middle school because I was weird. I was weird. I would wear my retainers and shit.
Why don't you try sitting up a little bit, Jeff?
What am I doing? Like,
well, you're getting so comfortable.
The posture police is here.
No, I'm not a posture police. I've got terrible posture, but I just felt like your energy might set a flag a little bit if you were, like, too reclined.
No, that's a good point.
Do you feel better now?
No, I do too.
Right?
That was a helpful hint.
I came off as, like, you know.
That was, like, a cool,
being
like,
bossy, but I was just trying
like
to help.
Like, festival trick.
It's more of a life
Yeah,
hack.
That was helpful.
I told you there's going to be a lot of pro tips tonight.
Yeah, that's, like, a
lot
cool,
of pro
like,
tips, a lot of Q-tips.
Q-tips.
I want that thing. Have you seen the thing, Jeff, where you can clean your ear, but it's not dangerous?
I did. I just saw that at
it's like a little scoopy thing.
Yeah, it, like, spins or whatever.
Oh, Jesus.
Why?
Wait,
oh, it means it's time almost to start smoking weed. I can't wait.
Can't
wait to give it a try. Have you since you sat down?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's... you know, going to be 20 minutes after the hour very soon. And so we like to really hit it at that time. I missed it last hour, because I was yapping or somebody was telling a story. You were there.
I was there.
Yeah. We're having fun. We're having a nice time.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been a real nice time.
Yeah.
There you go.
John Levitt seems to like sit straight up in his chair and just still tell.
I get it. I could take a hit, Doug.
But the channel
where I live, the show's old shows took the call letters WKRP.
They did?
Yeah.
And did they ever show that show?
No, that show is almost impossible to show in syndication because nobody can clear the rights to the music.
Oh, that's
it's
right.
It's on Hulu.
You and I have had that conversation before.
It's great, though.
I already learned that tidbit from you.
I'm telling the viewers.
How's this? Is this good for you guys?
I was trying to tell the viewers.
Whoa. It looks like you're like on a phone
help?
Book.
Will this help keep you up? Keep you
fine?
Oh, no, you can't also do
what
it.
What did you do?
Is this like the stand up American flag?
Are you juicing?
Start to stand up. Start to stand up a little bit and your chair will go.
I don't like it.
You don't want it?
Oh, yeah, I do. I do. Okay.
Here it goes.
Whoa. Yeah, let's keep... Okay, that's good. That's good.
You like that?
Wow, I can't even touch the ground now. I like this.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really... So that really makes me feel like I'm doing this with an adult. Your feet are dangling.
You have a bow tie. You're like... like Paddington Bear over here. Was that accurate?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a solid ref.
Major Paddington vibes. That's what I was going for.
He just usually has on a slicker.
I got slickers at home. Yellow slickers and bucket hats.
It shows Madlock at like 9 in the morning and 10 in the morning, back-to-back episodes.
Wow.
Don't be care of me.
What a morning.
I saw one about a golfer.
Wait, do the swing again. Can you do the swing again? That was solid. You seem like you might be good at golf.
Yeah, there's like a real golfer in it. It was fucking like a famous at the time.
Oh, okay.
Wait, you recognize
Chi-Chi Rodriguez?
It was not. No.
Is that the name of a former golfer?
Uh-huh.
Chi-Chi Rodriguez?
It's true.
Fuck.
There's a running gag on WKRP where they pronounce it Chi-Chi Rodriguez.
Oh,
Rodriguez.
Why would that happen multiple times?
Because Les Nessman is dumb.
He is so dumb.
Right.
You're right. But also probably racist too, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot that's on the line.
He's got that crew cut. He's got a crew cut. Yeah. Let's do pot topic number 3. Houston, Texas. You heard of it?
I've been there.
Yeah? We ever play in Houston together?
We did.
Yeah, we did. The district attorney in the most populous Texas county has announced a new program in which law enforcement agencies will not arrest individuals caught with 4 ounces or less of marijuana.
Wow.
That's Houston. That's pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and who needs to have 4 ounces or more? I'm like more like a 3 ounce guy. So it's not going to be an issue.
But that's each person too, not per group. Like we could go to Houston and each have 4 ounces. That's like a throw pillow size of marijuana.
Yeah.
Like a small travel pillow filled with weed and you're
they could still slap you with a 90 day 4 hour. You have 90 days to take a 4-hour decision-making class.
Wait, what the fuck?
Wait, can I sign up for that class?
Are you kidding or no?
I could probably take that class right now.
Are you kidding?
Well, for starters, I'd be like, hey, I can't decide whether or not I should take a decision-making class.
Wait, are you really reading that? Is that right?
It's really reading.
A decision-making class? Mm-hmm. Like a moral class?
Or like just one where they say, hey, you know,
morals.
You were...
We're going to test your decision-making skills.
You were caught with marijuana. So just don't get caught with marijuana in Houston.
Who wants to go to decision-making class?
I do. I want to take that.
It's better being arrested for sure. Yeah, exactly.
Can you imagine teaching that class?
There's been some hindsight.
They probably quiz you, and you probably could, you know, do pretty all right on the quizzes.
Comedy decision making teacher class, traffic school, but decision making teacher.
Did you know Houston's the nation's 4th most populous city?
I think I probably could have ballparked it around there. I didn't know specifics, but it's huge. It's fucking huge.
It's like New York, LA, and Chicago are the top 3.
Yeah, I think so. It's all the cities where it's possible to fly into the wrong airport.
Ha ha ha.
I've done that in Houston.
It's very accurate. that line.
Yes.
Flying into the wrong airport, not fun. Right? Not fun. I'm also so stoned.
So hard to do. Driving to the wrong airport is more likely to happen to somebody.
I'm just like...
Like you just say the wrong one to the driver or something.
That could happen. I could see that, yeah.
Yeah. But flying to the wrong one, you'd have to have a ticket that was wrong.
Oh, no. Like, I just went to the
plane.
Yeah, but, like, I didn't know there was two airports in Houston.
Right, so you bought the wrong one.
Yeah, I went to the wrong airport.
I gotcha. I think that's what I was saying.
Have you ever been too stoned at the airport?
I mean...
Or on a plane?
Maybe on a plane, just because sometimes, you know, edibles hit you in a weird way. But for the most part, I appreciate the help when I'm on a plane, because I'm generally like, if I thought about it too much, I could kind of freak out about it.
That's what happened. I did.
You did freak out?
Yeah, edibles. It wasn't very long ago. And it was some candy. And it was, I think I thought I was taking one piece that had broken half, but it turned out I was taking two separate pieces.
Oh, okay.
And then I was fucking way too high.
And what happened?
Just like wanting the high to go away?
Yeah, I started to like, I had this moment where I was like, oh man, this is cool. I used to be scared of being high around a lot of people, and I used to be scared of flying, but now I'm not scared of either one. Then I started to think about why I was afraid of flying. And then it was a real slippery slope. To all of a sudden, I was like, just immediately scared. Like, what happens if they have to land on a river? What if I'm? I had this thought that if they like had to land on a river, that I would stand up and be like, "Where do I go?" And everyone else would be like, "You're high." And then I realized I was insane. And then I calmed down once I realized I was insane.
Yeah, being on planes high is crazy. They asked me if I want it because I was in the emergency exit rows. And, you know, you have to be like, okay, are you cool with this? And I said no, because I was too stoned. I was like, there's no fucking way if this shit goes down, I don't want to be the person that they call on.
They know that, though. They have to know that every time they say, are you cool with this? You're like, yeah, I'm getting off the plane first. Like, I'm not the doorman of this
Dude,
fucking
it's like
airplane.
An emergency, man, all bets are off.
Well, no, like
right?
The people, like when Sully landed the plane in the Hudson, the first person couldn't just open the door and jump into the river. They had to go stand on the wing and wait to be rescued.
Yeah, yeah, but you're supposed to stand, like if you're by the door.
You're supposed to help everybody out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that seems reasonable.
So you become
I'd be happy to do that. It's something to do.
Yeah. I mean, it's something to do if the plane's already
Make
crashed.
Make yourself feel useful instead of just standing on a wing shivering.
Well, but what about, like...
I forgot about that it might be cold.
What about
the
idea...
Oh, hella cold.
But what about the idea of... Don't you have to put on your own...
I always wear, like, hardly any clothes on a plane. You know, I don't wear, like, a big jacket on a plane, you know, because you know you're not going to get cold in the plane.
It'd be weird to be on a plane naked, wouldn't it?
What?
Just, like, the thought of that would be weird. Just hanging out naked like on a plane.
It would be, like, the most... It would be the weirdest or the most special, you know? Like,
right.
You'd have to... Really be comfortable with the pilot or just be the pilot.
It would have to be your plane.
Right?
Maybe, I guess. No, you could rent a plane and be naked in it if you asked ahead of time, I bet.
I just wanted to ask, like, a Kardashian.
You
know, what's
we don't
like
need service,
so
just
the
fly
plane.
The plane. You don't have to come look at us while we're naked. Well, now I'm saying we, like, I'm
there
planning
is
a naked getaway.
A naked.
This is a real thing. In Cincinnati, there's a
what?
Like from one of those little tiny regional airports where you can rent a plane for like
three hours
for like $1,000 and
do
it's
mile
just
high
to go
club.
Up and fuck. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
That seems
There's
like
champagne and stuff.
It's like, come on, doesn't that ruin like the point of it? It's like now you're paying extra. Isn't it supposed to be like, we're already in the
this
air.
This is an interesting plane. What's that smell?
It's everyone
that?
Else.
It's got to be baked into it. If that's all that happens in it is sex.
Recycled
Rihanna
would
be like, oh, this
sex.
Is nice.
I think they probably air
it.
Like,
she has that song where
out.
She says she likes sex smell.
Rihanna?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I believe that she has a song like that.
No, she definitely
I
does.
Think it takes a...
It's in her
like,
wheelhouse.
Part of the part
There's
of the
sex
part
in
of
the
mile,
air,
I
and I like this taste
to try to chase
yeah.
it down.
Yeah, yeah. Sex in the air. Oh,
it's like
that
it's like
song.
Ordering something out of print.
God damn that song!
Tom Petty should cover that song.
He could. I bet he could kill that song.
He could cover anything he wants. He puts that Tom Petty thing on it. Holy shit.
Stop dragging my heart around.
Oh, he's the best. We like him more than you do, Jeff.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It's his lazy fans that have to wear it on the shirt. I talk about it.
Well, I didn't know Tom Petty was going to be on one of your topics. Like, I just wanted to...
Did you try the chips, Jeff?
I have not tried the chips.
You want to try the chips? I have such a huge stack of the...
Do you want me to Vanna White the chips?
Hot topic!
What is this?
You don't know, right?
What don't you like on your cheeseburger?
Pickles and onions.
Oh, okay. It's definitely got a little pickle hint to it, maybe.
Strong pickle.
But that tastes exactly like a cheeseburger to me in a chip.
Wait, I didn't try this one.
Yeah. If it's the right one.
Look, he just abandoned it.
No, he's out on that one. Yeah, this is a cheeseburger.
Wow.
Is this a...
That one is fucking good.
Right? It nails it.
That one?
It totally tastes like that.
Maybe I'm stoned, but either way.
Maybe.
That is straight up like an In-N-Out burger, too.
Really?
That's the notes I'm getting.
Okay.
What? Those are the notes? You're like a
that's sommelier? That's who I am now.
I've become... potato chips?
Uh-huh. Mm.
I studied in France.
I'm
I can
a real
fucking
big
sniff
foodie
out
now.
Any chip flavor.
She's a sommelier, and I'm saying some more, yay.
I'm getting cacao notes.
I'm actually, wary of the other bowl. Like, I don't want to eat the other bowl until
okay,
I find
I'll tell
out
you
what it
time.
This time.
The other one... This one's more intense. I'll give you that.
No, he just didn't like the pickle in that one. I tried this, and I'm just not a chili cheese dog person, but this is a loaded chili cheese dog.
It's...
Loaded means onions, so nope.
Really?
No, but it doesn't...
He doesn't like onions,
strong.
You guys.
It's not as intense as this. It is weird how they managed to capture the essence of onion in this, though.
Right?
Yeah.
Science, huh?
Science.
Okay, which one would you rather try, Jeff? You want the Korean barbecue? You'd like that sort of thing, I think.
Yeah.
They don't throw onions in that. And
we're trying to find you the perfect
beef barbacoa taco.
I'll try both of those.
Okay.
So hospitable of you, Doug.
Cool. I'll move these. Yeah. There you go. No, you're going to be amazed how much they taste like the things they... Oh, no.
The pin is fine.
Those things always fall over, so don't worry about it.
Don't feel bad.
Yeah, no, it just happens.
How do you feel about those? That.
Which one is that one?
What one was it?
Beef barbacoa taco.
The beef barbacoa taco.
I think this will be your favorite. I really like the Korean barbecue.
Well, I can tell you that after having the first three, this one is in the lead for favorite. It's the only one that has even a chance.
I like it a lot. Winner?
Favorite!
Yeah.
I'm going to finish this chip.
You know what? I like that you found the chip for him.
Uh-huh.
That was nice of you.
We got there.
Right. And you persevered. You found the chip for you.
We're an inspiration.
Yep.
Teamwork.
Doug and I.
Yep.
Mostly
people
me.
Can't wait to see you and I deliberate cases.
As this is how...
the High Court.
This is how much
Monday
thought we put
through
in.
Thursday at midnight to strip show, four nights a week. Thursday nights, double dip, two episodes, back to back.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
At midnight.
And I'm on the second one.
Very second episode.
Next Tuesday, February 28th.
Yeah, I think it's Tiffany Haddish, then you, then...
I love Tiffany.
Maybe Mike Lee in Black, Justin May Peluso, and Slink Johnson, who was here earlier in that very seat.
I heard he dumped over all that potpourri.
Oh, yeah.
potpourri.
if any television producers are watching on Tuesday, Me and Miss Cherie have a pitch. A romantic comedy pitch like that, like me taking her to Costco.
If they're watching, what does Tuesday have to do with it?
If they're watching that episode, they want to see the chemistry, the interactions between.
Oh, I got you.
You want to spin off of Miss Cherie.
Well, not to make it all more complicated, but that episode will be on Wednesday because the show's at midnight. Wow, right?
I was only talking to Central and Mountain Time.
Good work.
Time's confusing.
You gotta pay attention to them. It's important.
All those television executives in Central and Mountain Time, that's who I was talking to. Well, the ones on vacation.
That's where they go. They like to learn about what's going on in the middle of the country.
Well, is there more weed? Or,
we want to know, yeah. Please smoke some more. I'm going to take a peek at my Twitter because I haven't really been doing that. I'm sure people have has things to say about
Should
what's
I
happening. We're still over 2,000 viewers hanging out with us.
Can I do
and
a dab?
We appreciate it. And wait, another dab?
Maybe.
This will be your second dab.
Should I not?
She wants a second dab.
Is that bad?
I'm fine with it. Jeff, are you going to do a dab or are you good with dabs?
No, I'm not going to do a dab, no.
Is that
okay,
crazy?
Good.
Because, Doug,
good.
You won't have to do another one.
I won't have to do another one. I'll only do
one per guest.
Yeah. And Jeff, you can't give yours to somebody else.
But no way. I'm keeping it.
Yeah.
Just in case. Just in case I decide
don't
later.
Need to do that.
Somebody named Kylie_Brew says, tell Jeff Tate 96 to smoke more.
I'm trying.
Oh, wait, I'm reading the rest of it.
Oh, sorry.
You know, sometimes they have a twist. Some have kind of an M. Night Shyamalan kind of feel to them.
Yeah.
Swing away.
Ha ha. See, like, they were just kidding around with that first part. You don't need to smoke more.
What?
Great show. I hope you make it through the 6 hours. So that's very encouraging.
That is.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. From Exley Brew. Did I say Riley? What the fuck did I say? XLEY_BREW.
Yeah.
I'll wait for everyone to write it down.
I'll do it.
Oh, goodness. Did I ask you, Jeff, if you have anything else you have to do tonight?
I don't have anything else
I
have to do.
Yeah, so you can just get wrecked here and it'll be all good.
Yeah, yeah. I saw Get Out this afternoon and I need to
It right here at the theater nearby?
Yeah.
And how'd you like it?
I loved it.
Yeah?
I can't wait to see it again. That might be what I do next after this is go see it again.
Go see it again?
I like
watching a horror movie the second time, like a really good horror movie the second time when I know I'm just going to watch it and not be scared. Is my favorite time to watch it. The second time I saw Don't Breathe, I liked it a lot better.
Wait, so you go back?
Yeah. Too scared
That's
the first
crazy.
Time.
Crazy.
No, what do you mean?
I do not like scary movies at all.
But I don't know. It's like only one of them is so only one
once,
of the two.
Once she
are
takes
scary.
The position that watching one at all is crazy,
oh, yeah.
then
yeah.
watching it twice is really crazy.
Well, that should. But you should cut it in half. It cuts the craziness in half. It doesn't.
Because you know what's going to happen.
Yeah,
you're not worried about every little.
But
the good ones still get you, though.
Yeah.
It's still going to make you jump at some point.
Really, I just want to. Like, once I know who lives and dies, then I'm not scared by the jumps.
Oh, I get it. So
right, that's true.
You have less attachment once you know. Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I think some of those kind of movies, I don't want to watch them again mm-hmm. because I did have an attachment to a character
yeah, that that's, I
made
can't.
Their death and imminent death too sad, even though it's a generally fun movie or whatever. You know?
Yeah, I mean, that's how I felt when
life
Mary
is hard, Doug.
From House on the Prairie went blind.
But you know what I mean? There's just a certain kind of movie that seems to play a lot on TV that's just, you know...
A late night, like
comforting,
Lifetime
but not
movie?
Just for women or just for men. You know, what's like a good example of that? Everybody likes Love Actually.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It's
It's long.
Ugh, so long.
Right? It's
you
a long.
Cut, like,
almost famous.
Stories.
A lot of people like Almost Famous. I feel like.
That's
Maybe.
Kind of a well-regarded movie. I think it's mostly because it's got a lot of really good actors. and, you know, in good lines of dialogue.
It's a good, yeah.
Yep.
It's very quotable.
Lock the gates!
That was good. You sound just like the guy.
I'm excited. Comedy Central paid Marc Maron to sit there on his next episode of
Oh, yeah, I WTF. Forgot that was Marc Maron.
He's going to read an ad, do an ad read for the High Court. And I'm just dying to know what he has to add to it.
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
I just wonder what he's going to say about me and my next level of, you know, getting away with something while being high. I think he'll be nice. I think he'll be, especially since it's a, you know, paid advertisement. But it'll still be interesting to hear. I like the part at the beginning when he just talks before he talks to the guest. You know, I just like hearing the host go like, hey, when I went into this interview, this is what I was feeling. This is how, you know, it's kind of might be considered narcissistic of him to do that. But I find it interesting.
I like the context it puts the interview in. Like,
yeah, I think context is interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it frames it better. Yeah.
So listen to the latest Doug Loves Minis if you want some context for the last Doug Loves movies.
It's all about context.
Oh, yeah, that one is bananas.
Dave. What?
That one's bananas.
Yeah. No, that was wild. This is definitely shaping up to be the very opposite kind of experience than that was. We have two audience members that have been here from the start. I think that should be acknowledged. And what are your, you can clap for yourselves. What are your names, starting with the dude in the front row?
Abram.
Abram?
Yes.
And,
what?
You like that's that, cool. Jeff?
I've never met anybody with that name before.
Really?
Abram.
Outside of the Bible.
Okay.
OG status.
OG.
It's like one of the first names ever.
One of the first names, yeah. Back. Alphabetically as well, he tears it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get butt dialed a lot. Like
right? Do you ever have anybody else in class named Aardvark? Probably not.
Biblical so you're as in good shape. Fuck. You're right. Biblical as fuck.
And the fella, the gentleman in the back row.
Another biblical, Jonathan.
Jonathan.
Not as biblical, but still nice.
It's in there. It's
no, John
in
is
there.
In the Bible.
Jacob.
Jonathan is not in the Bible. Sorry, they not yet invented cardigans.
You
know what's
in
not
Bible.
In the Bible?
Spencer.
I thought of one. Spencer's
that?
Not in the Bible?
No. Just
what
like
about Joe. Poindexter?
Poindexter is in the Bible.
No.
Chaz.
He's got his whole book about getting shoved around in his own locker.
No, Chaz. They don't have lockers in the Bible.
Just the name Rico in the Bible, or like... Rico
they just have lockers in the Bible section of amusement parks.
Yes.
The Bible-themed area, which is all of Dollywood. I was very surprised by the religiosity
you went
of Dollywood.
To Dollywood?
Yeah, it's a lot of Americana and a lot of Sport the Troops and a lot of...
crucifixes.
God and...
rhinestone crosses, I could see that.
It's really, it's got everything, but it's also, you know, but it's also got kick-ass roller coasters and some
wait,
quaint,
there's roller
quaint old
coasters?
Fashioned rides. Oh, yeah. No, it's a...
How many?
I feel like you might not have had handful. Any idea what Dollywood was.
No, Dolly Parton, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, yeah, yeah. Dolly Parton.
But you just sort of imagine
but
a quaint little thing out
Dollywood.
In the woods, you know? You don't think of it as like this big amusement park. But yeah, it's a really involved thing.
Where is
thing.
It?
Pigeon
it's,
Forge.
Yeah, it's just outside of...
Tennessee, Gatlinburg.
What?
It's just outside Gatlinburg.
No, Gatlinburg. That's not what I was going to say. I'm trying to think of the city we were in when we went to it. Savannah? Maybe?
Nope.
No?
Well, Savannah's in
Georgia.
Oh, like,
shit.
Way on the coast.
Knoxville.
Savannah's...
Knoxville?
Knoxville, that's it. Knoxville. There's a comedy club in Knoxville that I played a couple times. At one time...
I'm fixing my
Graham posture. Elwood and I got, you know... Got it together to go to Dollywood, and it
you
was.
You got it together to go to
I
Dollywood.
I want to go to Dollywood and Branson, real bad.
One of the roller coasters is something about an eagle and Dolly Parton. When you're waiting in line, you hear over and over again Dolly Parton singing a song about an eagle, and it's fucking amazing.
That's awesome.
Wait, this just sounds amazing.
It's really good.
Imagine like having an
an amusement park.
The street
park.
Leading up to it is like just like in Kissimmee in Florida and kind of like Anaheim here, where like just leading up to it is just a bunch of crazy putt-putt golf and go-karts. Just every single thing that you'd be like, the kids would just drive the parents crazy to just pull over at any one of them.
Oh.
And they're just a huge trap of things that are going to make kids want to stop the car.
Go-karts?
Before you get to Disneyland or the hotels, you know, or whatever.
Yeah, those, like, crazy go-karts.
Yeah.
And Commerce.
Gatlinburg used to have a monkey that would smoke cigarettes.
Yeah, but, like, that's the thing is... The signs leading up to Dollywood are hilarious because it's like, mind-reading pig.
Man, there's a goddamn... I played a chicken in Tic-Tac-Toe in Gatlinburg.
Well, chickens are great at that. It doesn't have to be in that one place.
Well, I mean...
Chickens are known for being
It's illegal in most places, but Gatlinburg has somehow...
The chickens are good at legalized. It everywhere. Every chicken is a natural at Tic-Tac-Toe. Did you know that?
No, but I knew someone who had chickens. She had them so she could have eggs. So she had a chicken coop in her backyard, and then the coyotes ate her chickens, and she told her kids that her chickens were abducted by aliens.
Wow.
It's like, just tell them that the coyotes ate them. The aliens are scarier, kind of.
Yeah, or coyotes took them away to a better life or something.
I feel like the rest of the show could be like a psychiatrist where they would go, the word association game. Mm-hmm. Like, just say a word and watch what triggers.
Oh, I tell them Gonzo showed up and broke them out.
Chicken. Listen, my friend's kids have had nightmares for 40 years because of a chicken.
Yeah, just like word association.
Yeah.
That's accurate.
All right, I'm going to check it with Twitter
again. Like,
instantly
triggers something.
You guys have both been on the show, so we don't really need to know your history. You know, it's been archived.
I mean, it's been a long time since I told my high history.
Well, yeah, but why are you, why do you think people need to hear it again?
Because it was the very first time I was ever on the show, and maybe I was real nervous.
Oh, you want to tell a more relaxed version of the same story?
The second
story?
Time, like horror movies.
Yeah.
And retelling.
I mean, the first time I did this show was like the first time I had ever been high on stage in front of people.
He wants to repeat his high history. I mean,
I say go for it.
I say let him.
Yeah. I just was curious why, that's all.
I feel like I just. Like, the dynamic of the show just shifted in a real Regis and Kelly situation.
I'm doing an Oscar potluck on Sunday at the Cine Family, and they're doing a potluck. I'm going to be there. And then we're going to interrupt the Oscars. And somebody wrote that they're going to bring some La La Lasagnas.
Ooh.
And some Hacksaw Ridge cut potato chips. It's a tough year for turning a title that's nominated for an Oscar into a food
a
item.
Dish.
Heller High Water Chestnut Salad.
Oh, I like it. Let me type that in.
Chestnut salad.
Done.
You cook.
Moonlight.
What about it?
I do. I know how to. I can cook some stuff.
Like
Moonlight is just, I was trying to come up with another food pun, and I thought Moonlight would lend itself to one, and I got to the end of the word without finding the rest
Moonlight
of the pie.
Moonlight pie?
Yeah, something like that. Moonlime pie?
Boo.
Boo, yeah, no, that was bad. What was the other question?
Yeah, lime.
Well, that's the trouble of, you know, when you're forced to make a pun of something, so it's not always going to be great.
Moonlight over my hammock.
You don't have to... I've already assessed that the other titles that got nominated for Best Picture are not easy to make fun of.
It's like, if the puns don't happen naturally, then maybe they're just not meant to
Yeah,
be.
Like, what would you change fences to, you know? Pencils? And people would be like, they don't even know what the original word was.
Yeah, stencils.
Yeah, that was too clever.
Somebody wrote in and said, this is Samantha Marie, says, I'm kind of scared Doug Benson is going to pass out on the six-hour bongathon. That's a reasonable fear. That's why I'm ready with this thing.
It's like your kickstand.
Keep my face safe from all this glass.
all this danger.
Face holder.
A lot of face danger right here in front of me. So many things to smoke, you guys. Please don't slow down because... Actually, do whatever you want.
It's just various different types of bowls.
There's no reason to make people cool smoke shit. Weed. You really got to.
It feels like there's a variety of ways to smoke, but it's just pipe.
It's like the high court, Jeff. You have to abide by my rules and decisions. And I need you both to get insanely high.
Okay.
Is there a joint?
There's the end of some joints.
Yeah.
Up on her.
Do you want this stuff in there? Watch out for the pointy part of that.
I got it.
Okay. And,
No, I quit smoking cigarettes.
You're not
going to
do a dab, that's right. But Sarah still wants to do a dab?
I'll do a dab.
All right, here we go, Taylor. Let's bring in Taylor Rizzo. If you're just joining us.
What?
I'm going to kneel next to you.
You can tell us your thoughts about dabbing at Doug Benson on Twitter. Oh, this person has an ear scoop thingy.
And?
What? She says she'll send it to me. That can't be good.
No,
it's news?
Yeah, that'll be gross.
Maybe she'll order you a fresh one. I don't think anyone...
No, I don't like it.
She's like, I boiled it in hot water before I sent it.
The thing I like about smoking dabs is I used to smoke a lot of crack, and I really just missed all the pomp.
The theatrics.
Yeah, all the... everything that goes into
just
it.
Just like Benihana.
It's a nice substitute.
Yeah, right? Like when you want to do science for a while before you get high?
Bunsen burner.
What's that?
Theatrics and deception.
Bane.
I mean, this is a lot to do on your own. Like, to have one of these at home and, like, cue it up.
You really feel like there's a problem. That's why I think he goes on Periscope, so he doesn't have to do it alone, and lots of people watch.
Yeah, see, like, I don't...
It's called the Mediocre Smoker.
That's me.
It's also, like...
Oh, yeah, man. That's good branding, but you're pretty good at it. Like, don't sell yourself short just because it rhymes.
He means in all other aspects of his life.
I'm a mediocre person that just happens to
He's got the smoking, yeah. Mediocre and a smoker.
This is the closest I get to smoking a cigarette. Okay.
Oh, here's a fun one. Tell Jeff Tate to text me, ha ha, LOL. It's not a nice thing for a lady to say. Oh, wait.
What?
It's the name, at Ms. Cherie.
What? Oh, fuck yeah. Ms. Cherie.
Holy you shit.
Wait, is Ms. Cherie on Twitter?
No, I was just joking around.
Oh, God damn it, Doug.
Just having fun.
Fun for you. Why does your fun come at my expense?
Oh, my God. Somebody here on Twitter saying, a great show, go long. Seagray of Germany. Is that what it says?
What?
No. Ogre of Gormley. Is that a fictional thing I don't know about, the Ogre of Gormley?
I can say for sure it's fake, and you don't know about it, so yes.
You know what I mean? It could be something from Game of Thrones or Tolkien.
Could be their personal D&D character.
Oh, that's right. That's true.
Also fake.
Personal D&D character. What?
People have
Dungeons
them, yeah.
Dungeons & Dragons personal
get into
character.
It, yeah.
That shit runs deep.
It does. They're into it.
It's like Magic the Gathering. People are like,
oh, this guy's got a catchy name. Check this out. See if you can remember it. Colton 3030150.
Oh, Colton.
Got it?
Colton.
Yeah, maybe just type in Colton. It'll get you there. Colton 3. Watching Getting Done with High Live, best way to spend a Friday night when working in the morning. Ha ha, smiley face. So I don't necessarily know what went on at the end of that one.
I don't know, man. A lot of these people are
Did you just take another one, Taylor?
Yeah.
Very sweet.
But she didn't do hers yet?
Yeah, sure.
I did it. You missed it. You blink and you missed those dabs.
I'll wait for somebody else to take one.
I like that ice cube thing.
Well, great job, dude. As always. That was really speedy.
Yeah, I get them
reading a Tweety and you're all speedy and done with it. Was that a different kind that time?
Yeah.
Then I'm going to have to try that.
Two different kinds.
Yeah, you're going to have to give me some of that. It's a different kind. I thought it was the same thing again. I was like, I'm not going to do that. That's crazy.
It's a variety.
Change it up a little, it'll be fine. I'll get through this. Oh, where's the air horn's right there. Maybe at the halfway point, I'll blow the air horn.
The halfway point of what?
This whole program. Yeah.
So the 3 hour mark?
Yeah, that'll be the end of this hour.
All right.
I'm gonna reach over there. Get ready.
Yes, I mean, when you reach over, I'm going
to... Do you want to put the hood up? Do you want to go Ghost Protocol?
Yeah, I'll go Ghost Protocol. Right now? Or
yeah, we'll protect your ears.
Ghost Protocol?
Yeah. We have invoked Ghost Protocol.
What? What is this? Tom Cruise.
The secretary got killed. Catch up. Where have you been?
What is this fun game you guys are
Cruise
playing?
Tom Cruise in the cover on the poster for Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol is walking with a hood up.
He does this.
So I tried to make it a popular thing for people to say, go Ghost Protocol means putting your hood up. And it never caught on, but I still say it as if it did. So here's the air horns, just so you know what it looks like. I'm not going to do it.
Okay.
It's really, this is second best having a gun in terms of getting everyone's attention. Oh, my God. So there
really
it is.
Like
there
that.
It is back there. I'll do it at the halfway point. That'll be a great way for me to, you know, jolt back to life.
Get a little bit of...
Oh, my God.
Because
it's just even touching, it's exciting. Like, your hand starts to quiver. Like, the second I push it, it's going to make noise. And it will be unrelenting until I stop or the can runs out of air.
I just never really thought about what an air horn was.
Same. I guess that too.
Like where the sound comes
from.
Yeah.
All right. It's usually like at a yacht race or something.
I just thought they shoved a bunch of sound into a can.
How about that sound getting in the can?
Let's do it.
That's we need more noise in this can. It's ridiculous.
You have to overfill it or it doesn't get so loud.
The sound of it is...
It's just a bunch of sound pushed into a can. And then you release a little
bit
at a time. It comes out so fast.
What do you think they put inside that can? It is sound. If you don't think they're putting sound in cans, you're high. Oh, somebody always requests Nancy Grace, so I just got it over with. And
oh my God, that was Nancy Grace.
That
I thought
solid.
You were making fun of me, and I was like, "Do I sound like that?"
I finally got Jeff Tate's voice down. I've been hearing his voice a lot, and I really got the impression down. I'm Jeff Tate. Marijuana cookies.
Hashtag pie cookie killer ?
Have you seen My Life is a Zucchini? This movie is teaching children that they can choose to be a zucchini.
I think I can talk. Should I talk in a fucking accent? I'm like, should I? I'm really stoned. Why won't I start having an accent? Like, yeah.
Like, you just want to add an accent to your life?
Because, like, No, just like right now. Like, Doug was talking in an accent. I was like, maybe I should talk in an accent, too. I don't know. But I'm
I
just
think
stoned.
You're good. I mean, you're two
I
hours in. You've
yeah.
done 2 hours of this.
That
now.
Makes sense.
And you're
you just
you're
did another thing
trooper.
Out of the skull. You just
and if we I don't know what the story is with incoming guests, but we'll find out during the break. It's coming up here in a little bit.
Because I am stoned.
I heard a rumor there's bananas on set, which is my favorite thing for people to enjoy on set because it is the softest, quietest food.
And also the greatest chance for humor.
Yeah, you got pratfalls that are going to possibly happen.
Potassium.
Apple core is not going to be, does not have as much potential for hilarity. And it's too loud.
All of that is true. People are telling me, they're giving me suggestions for who should be running the dab rig. I think that Taylor Rizzo is doing a great job. And
what? Why would anybody do that? Why would anybody? Are there other people that dab? Is there like a rivalry among the people who know how to do that?
Not that I know of.
The dab community is like.
Is there a dab community?
Well, where do you think the expression dab kings came from?
His dad is not where it came from. I heard about that way before I heard about
dabs.
What's
Dab Kings?
All Sharon I know Jones is and the dab that Kings. A dab day is July
10th. Oh.
Because 7-10, the number 7-10, when you flip it over on a calculator, says oil.
What? Who fucking figured that out?
Somebody does a lot of dabs figured that out.
710 Epsom oil. That's it.
I did dabs on the very sidewalks of the streets of our nation's capital.
Old fashioned
phone ringing. That's awkward. What?
Dabs on the streets of our nation's capital is my favorite Mark Cohen song.
All right. Worked for a lot of people in the room.
He's the guy that wrote that song, Walking in Memphis.
Yeah, okay.
So with my blue suede shoes, right?
Yeah. All right. They tracked it. I didn't. You know, it can happen.
I mean, the jokes are, they're coming out of
We take a chance with references, and there's going to be people sitting there who don't get the references. It happens.
I don't even know what's happening. All I know is that there's bananas on set.
There's bananas. I've heard there's at least one banana. It might be gone. It's probably gone. We wouldn't know because it's such a quiet fruit.
It's a great. Yeah, it is great.
It's also just good for, like, you know, I don't, I haven't eaten pizza in a long time, so I thought I'd treat myself, and at some point pizza's going to arrive here on the set. I'm just going to break my rule of not eating pizza.
Yeah.
I am very close to the end of Sobruary, which is no alcohol for the entire month of February, but plenty of weed, which has helped me a great deal during this trying month.
Yeah, as it does.
Yeah. What do you guys got to plug? What else is... start with Jeff, since this is your first hour. We've heard some of Sarah's plugs. She can be creative and change it up or go for the same plug again. She gets to think about it.
I'm just going to plug my Twitter at JeffTate96.
That's it?
Yeah.
I already even said that.
Yeah, but that's what I want to plug.
Reinforcement's good. Reinforcement.
Yeah, yeah.
Say it once. Say JeffTate96 on Twitter.
JeffTate96 on Twitter.
Now take a really long pause. Like, don't say anything for, like, a while. Like, just wait and wait and wait and wait. And then finally, when you feel like you can't take it anymore.
I'm so invested.
Then say, then go, that's JeffTate96
on
Twitter.
It's justanotherclown.com. I don't know how that didn't work because it started with the thing. Like, you were doing your thing for the DouglasMovies.com. That's
right, but you know that's what was fun for me about it is that people that don't listen to Douglas Movies are going to be, what the fuck was that all about? And even the people that do listen to Douglas Movies are going to be a little like, why is he doing it? Is he think he's on the wrong? Is he on the wrong show? What's happening? Because I do keep a lot of the I don't have like a closing line at the end of this show. I just always say goodbye or something. But I keep all the catchphrases separate from all the different shows.
Oh, so you have catchphrases for different things. So well, like,
well, there's certain things I have to
go.
Say a lot. Heavy monkeys are in the shop. We're gonna get them back someday.
But you don't have to. You can't
I think
say
there
that
somebody should make
movies.
A movie of the adventure that the monkeys are on right now, sailing around the world to get fixed.
A little flip up.
I love
it's
it.
Like how Adam Devine on work on Modern Family doesn't ever mention the Adam Devine on Workaholics. Like they don't even know each other. It's two separate shows.
But they live in the same city?
I don't know. I don't watch either one. I think they're in Colorado.
Well, what?
What?
What's your other two shows? Modern Family and...
Workaholics, but the same guys on both. Like, you have two...
I think Workaholics, there's just supposed to be in L.A., I think.
Yeah, we're getting confirmation
from Modern Family, not L.A., it's somewhere, it's some city... Suburb of some city.
Yeah, Abram and Jonathan. Remember.
Does anybody know?
Yeah, it's in the valley, I think.
Which one?
San Fernando Valley.
Which
I don't know city? Oh, Workaholics.
Workaholics is in the valley.
Yeah.
Well, what's the other place? You don't
Modern know? Family? It's in LA.
Modern Family's supposed to be LA?
Yeah.
Is there
see, so maybe it's the
like
same
the west
guy.
Side. The west
Claire
side.
Tries to become mayor of a part of LA.
A little west side community.
A suburb?
I don't remember that, but I do love that show.
Well. Well.
Yeah. No, wait. You didn't plug anything?
Should I?
That's what I was waiting for. You might as well. You got in a whole other hour. Hopefully people are hanging with us. It's going to be the halfway point. Yes. We're very excited about the air horn. The air horn's going to be in about 11 minutes.
Okay.
Sarah Weinchang.
It's going to be during the commercial break, I bet. So it's just going to be for us.
Oh, you're still gonna do it?
What?
Even if it's not on the show, you're still
gonna
do it.
Oh no, that's even
us?
Better reason to do it.
Oh man,
everybody needs to wake up.
I'm awake.
Yeah, like
everybody's got to be on the top of their
game.
You're
the one that told me to invoke Ghost Protocol, and Ghost Protocol involves hood up.
There's
slouch.
Somebody who just has to listen for the words "pot topics."
Pot topics.
And do that. That's what they have to do the whole 6 hours.
Well, so stop.
So that's why
the energy.
I hope pizza's coming in. I hope that's happening. I'll take a slice of any kind of pizza as long as there's nothing.
Some pizza.
Nothing healthy on it. If you give me pizza
with bananas
that has broccoli on it, I will snap.
Oh yeah, the first time I saw broccoli on a pizza, I got angry. keep these things separate.
It's easy to get broccoli off though.
I know, but why even offer it?
But once it's on there, there's this, like, the
I might eat it because it's got cheese on it, but I don't want to bite into broccoli and cheese and bread all at the same time.
I think what I forgot to say
was... Who puts broccoli in a sandwich? Nobody.
I like it in a potato with cheese.
Okay. Is that a sandwich?
Nope.
No, it isn't.
And even then, you just like the potato with cheese. Whatever, because like I like broccoli and with potato with cheese, but it's just because I like potato with cheese. I can tolerate broccoli and with potato with cheese around it.
Yeah, it doesn't add much.
No, it just makes that potato and cheese a little worse.
Yeah, it makes you feel a little better.
Nope.
Sorta.
I feel like I got tricked into eating vegetables.
You have any vegetables today?
No. Wait, I had Raisinettes at the movie. Does that count?
No.
Oh, my God.
Raisinettes. Does that count?
So you saw Get Out. Did we talk about it at all?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, so you saw it. It's good.
Yeah.
That's all people need to know.
Sure. Yes, it's awesome.
All right. Good for that guy, Jordan Peele.
Yeah, it was great. I loved
like
it.
I like him.
It was better than Cats.
Oh. You always say that?
Nope.
Why'd you say it this time?
Because, I don't know if I want to follow that daisy chain through my own brain right now.
I really want Raisinettes now.
Really?
We just happen to
have some chips that taste
some
like
hot dogs.
Oh, sorry, goobers.
If there was potato chips that taste like
goober
junior
chips.
You do.
I've really fallen in love with this one, I gotta say.
The Korean barbecue?
I like the hamburger one.
That's awesome. I'm gonna take that bag with
you
me.
You can have some more hamburger that tastes like hamburger.
Like, I like it, but...
Korean barbecue tastes like Korean barbecue.
It's too late to get it without pickles and onions. They already fucking made the chip.
Yeah, but that's the thing, is it can really hone in on all the, you know, the tastes of the
Are you saying that I should cross my fingers? Because maybe someday there will be a cheeseburger chip without pickles or onions?
I mean, let me tell you this, Jeff. The McRib comes back. It always comes back.
You know,
it's always for a limited time, and they mean that, but then it always comes back.
I remember feeling proud of myself the first time I made it through McRib season without getting one. Like, I felt proud, I did it. I avoided temptation. Because every time, it just goes away long enough to forget that it's fucking terrible. And then when it comes back,
it's
I eat one.
Jello in a bun.
I know, but
is it good?
Yeah, it tastes
and he
amazing.
He has to say he has to ask for it without onions because they throw a bunch of onions.
Yeah.
On.
Oh boy.
Is it so? It's good.
Yeah,
when it comes
awful.
Back,
it's
I'm gonna
fantastic.
Fucking do it.
No, don't start it.
Do it.
Why?
Tuesday snacks. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
snacks.
It's good, but food. Like I smoke crack, and that was good once.
After you smoke crack, clean.
Oh, I drank a bottle of rum, so I wouldn't go buy more crack.
Yo ho, yo ho.
Did you scratch yourself? What else happens? Can we talk about crack?
Help me, OG1 Kenobi. You're my only dope.
That's dope. Whoever thought that up is pretty good.
Yeah, it's good.
Is that a pun?
I like it. I guess you call it a pun. Play on words.
That's a pun, son. I just broke out.
Sorry. But yeah, lots of people saying nice things. This is fun. I'm glad you're watching. I know it's late, getting late on the East Coast. We'll be until like 1 a.m. on the East Coast.
10 a.m. here Pacific time. And
p.m.
Did I say a.m.? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's do it, you guys. Let's do it. Let's go all the way.
All right.
Let's go around
midnight,
twice.
As soon as midnight strikes, it's going to turn into getting
at a.m. I'll go,
Jeff.
Shit, I meant p.m., so let's keep going all the way to the next p.m., because I'm anal like that. But no.
How many more hours is this?
This is the halfway point.
Wow.
I'm halfway done.
I made it halfway. I'm gonna.
You've done two thirds of the business I've done, but we have both also dabbed twice each. So if you want to stick around and jump in for another dab every time I do one,
no, I'll be so stoned.
All right. Well, you know where your pajamas are and your your spot here at here at Jash.
That's
true. Thank you for being here, and thank you also to Jeff Tate, who's also. You're going to stick around. She filled in for two, so maybe we'll bring you back for another one. Lots more to come, you guys. Let's go to commercial, right? All right, let's do it. We'll be right back.